Well, hi once again. It's great to be back with everyone as we sally forth one more time in search of the truth, or as much of it as we can get hold of, at least. And once again, we're going to go halfway around the world tonight to speak with Jan Lamprecht in South Africa about his most thorough and scholarly study of that legendary issue, the possibility that the Earth just might be hollow, or at least hollow in places. And then later on tonight, a visit with the master scholar, Jordan Maxwell, who knows about everything there is to know about the ancient history of occult societies on this planet. So another great program coming your way. Stay tuned. Since his book, Hollow Planets, a feasibility study of possible hollow worlds, came out, Jan Lamprecht has been a pretty hot ticket on the internet and around various circles of folks who study this issue. Could the planets Mercury, Venus, and the Earth possibly be hollow, or at least partially so? Well, this is an issue that has been with this society of ours, this culture of ours. In fact, all cultures seemingly have an issue somewhere of a legendary inner world, and it's fascinating to talk to Jan about this, because he has done what I consider to be the quintessential book. This is the ultimate treatment of all the legends, all the rumors, and the science which could validate these most amazing possibilities. Hello, Jan. Welcome back.
Hi there, Jeff. It's great to be back here.
You have really caused a lot of commotion since your first visit on the program, haven't you? You've had people in geology taking a real honest look at your research, and how's that going?
I have had some feedback. It's been very difficult to actually get some scientists to sit down and read the book properly. The few that have actually come back with a lot of positive comments.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of the negatives haven't been as negative as one might think. And sometimes inadvertently, guys will even say something which actually turns out to be more good than bad.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an example, I was having an argument with a geochemist the other day from a local university here. I had been trying to get the guy to actually look at my book, and I left it with him for 2 weeks, and I phoned him afterwards, and he had nothing positive to say, but then it became obvious that he'd never actually read it.
Well, he looked at it, see? He made good on his pledge, but he didn't say he'd read it.
Yeah, well, he claimed he'd read it. He said he'd read it from cover to cover in 2 weeks, and anyone who's seen the book knows that that's not possible unless you don't sleep for 2 weeks. But anyway, it became obvious that many of the core arguments had, he wasn't even aware of them. But while talking and saying a lot of silly things, he actually ended up saying something that might interest a lot of people. At a point, he turned around and, well, apart from attacking me for not doing this through the proper channels, for not going and writing a scientific paper and for doing this in public and what have you.
Right.
He turned around and said to me, by the way, you know, geologists are always thinking of new things and so forth. And then he said that currently there is a debate as to whether lateral tectonics is actually valid. Lateral tectonics being the movement of the continents horizontally across the surface of the planet.
I hadn't heard that. That's very interesting.
No, I had not either. And he was saying that scientists are actually almost going a full circle back to the days before plate tectonics, where they are saying that continents cannot move horizontally, land can only move up and down. So he was talking about this issue of vertical tectonics versus lateral tectonics.
Hmm.
And so I turned around and said to him, but you know, if you'd actually read my book, you'd see that there are two whole chapters devoted to tectonics and the fact that I argue against that, and that there must be something else, maybe a combination of pole shift and land moving up and down.
Right, right.
But anyway, you
and
know.
What did he say to that? Did he say, well, maybe I'll say, what chapters were those again?
No, he wasn't that interested. All he did say to me was that I really should sit down, and if I'm really serious and I want to get the attention of scientists, I should actually write a paper.
Oh, please.
So I said to him, well, If you think a journal will actually accept something, I'm prepared to try and find a geologist or a geophysicist and see if we can maybe do something like that. And maybe that's something I should mention on the air, that if there's anyone out there who's serious, who has a background in that area, and they want to look through my book, and we can do something cooperative in that sense, I'm quite happy to try and write a paper.
Well, you'd almost simply have to extract a chapter of your book as a paper and submit it.
Yes. In fact, the guy who did the foreword to my book, Dr. Gonnett, had said to me that I should actually consider taking certain parts of my book and actually trying to write a paper of some kind.
Well, whatever. If they're going to be that stodgy and closed-minded and force Jan Lamprecht to play the game before they'll even read your book, well, maybe you should just play the game, because it wouldn't be too hard to put a paper together. The book is just awesome. This book is truly something that, as I said last time Jan was here, should be in practically everyone's library. 600 pages. It's called Hollow Planets, and it's not just a collection, a pastiche of ancient folklore and legends. This is science. Jan has approached this from a very interesting perspective. And what you just told us, Jan, about geology now, reevaluating the whole idea of horizontal plate tectonics, that's a surprise. And what this does, essentially, as you know, is open the door to all sorts of potential, which you have outlined in your book.
Exactly. You know, there may be many things that people have speculated about that may actually be more practical than you think. The mere fact that these geologists are thinking of something else is a good sign. So, who knows? I have had other feedback that was more positive. There was one former professor who told me that my references for my book were impeccable. He said it was amazing. Probably the most interesting feedback has been some geophysicists in Canada who've actually been looking through Chapter 3, which is about geology and seismology and my seismic model. And they were saying that everything I'd written was very reasonable. And look, I don't think I'm going to get a scientist coming out and saying I've proven anything.
That's a pretty good endorsement.
But they were saying that it was very reasonable, and they actually asked for more information, and they looked through things, and they actually made a suggestion that we try and have this tested. They said we should try and get hold of the Department of Geophysics in Calgary and try and run it through a seismic ray modeling, through seismic ray modeling software.
Well, that's a very, very good idea, and you've got to be careful, because if in fact Jan Lamprecht has come up with a new way to look at things, someone will appropriate your research real quick and put their name on it, so you've got to watch out.
Well, let me tell you, this subject is such a difficult one. I'm not too bothered about that. The subject itself is of more interest to me. Just that seismic wave model, you know, if somebody would just look at that seriously, the fact that these two geophysicists actually took some time to look at it, and you know, not one of the geologists or geophysicists, and I've had about four or so of them actually look at the book, not one of them has come back to me and said, well, here is a great big glaring error in this or in that or in so forth.
Well,
and I'm sure if there was an error, they would have nailed me.
You bet. Maybe someone will actually read the book, Jan, and I think time is on your side. So let's hope so. The book is called Hollow Planets, a Feasibility Study of Possible Hollow Worlds. And Jan has a website, which is real simple, www.hollowplanets.com, H-O-L-L-O-W, hollowplanets.com. The book available everywhere. Lamprecht is spelled L-A-M-P-R-E-C-H. Lots to talk about tonight. The idea that there are holes, potentially, at the poles. The other issue of canceling out the theory of lateral plate tectonics is interesting because, as anyone who's looked at the world knows, the continents seem to have been prone to fitting together at some time in the ancient past. The idea of drift does appeal to the eye when one looks at the spread.
It works mainly for Africa and Brazil, or Africa and South America.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what many people don't realize is, do you know that that fit between Africa and South America is actually better if the Earth were assumed to be 20% smaller? And in Australia, I think the University of Tasmania in particular is the home of the expanding Earth theory, where you get geologists who say that there is evidence that the Earth has expanded in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There is some debate within them as to whether it is still expanding. But I think there is more evidence in favor of it having expanded as a one-time thing in the past. So that is one possible explanation for that.
Yeah.
The continent fitting is actually not as good as you think. And if you look at the various models, there is lots of overlap. There are missing pieces.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has been made of continent fitting that doesn't fit.
Mm.
For example, there was one scientist who showed that part of the Australian coastline could actually be fitted into the east coast of North America, which is an impossible fit, and the fit is almost perfect. And so the question becomes, you know, how valid is the fitting exercise?
It is interesting. Hold on, Jan, right there. And the book again, Hollow Planets, one of the most unique books in years. Could the planets Mercury, Venus, and Earth possibly be hollow? We'll find out from Jan why he picked those three and explore this fascinating subject as we continue.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. If you're not happy with your lifestyle, your income, your career, what are you doing about it? Well, why not take this opportunity to call 888-302-9168 to learn about a chance to get your life back, your dreams back. If you're still breathing, it's not too late. We recruit for a publicly traded company that's astounding Wall Street with its growth and potential. We have a very lucrative compensation plan, and we offer an incredibly needed product that's priced to sell and priced for profit. We earn advanced commissions, overrides, renewals, and bonuses, and training is available. Full or part-time options, too. Call 888-302-9168 for details. Hey, what are you waiting for? Once again, that number is 888-302-9168. Call now.
Are you concerned about the Y2K problem, the spreading global financial crisis, the overvalued stock market, and an overinflated paper dollar that's not even backed by gold? If so, then call the Gold Investment Group now for your free disaster insurance gold investment kit at 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247. Respected analysts such as Alan Greenspan and Warren Buffett have now warned that the stock market is at dangerous levels and exhibiting irrational exuberance. Consequently, many of the top industry experts are now recommending a major shift from paper investments into gold and silver hard assets. Learn how to transfer 401ks and IRAs into a Y2K compliant gold or silver backed IRA. Discover our disaster insurance portfolio and which coins in it are poised to move an average 20 to 40% by next year. So call 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247.
Do you want your children to learn and use good manners? Teach them how with It's Just Good Manners, an award-winning videotape available only in this special offer. Hi, I'm Jennifer DeVore, a parent and etiquette teacher. When I showed my class It's Just Good Manners, they loved it, and it worked. They learned to use good table manners, telephone etiquette, how to write thank you notes, make good introductions, show respect for others, and so much more. It answers many of the questions about manners your elementary age child needs to know. It's Just Good Manners is so entertaining, kids will watch it again and again. Parenting Magazine, USA Today, even the American Library Association agree this is a great way for your child to learn good manners. Here's how to order.
Parents and grandparents, order It's Just Good Manners now by dialing 1-800-255-7100. Pay just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Have your credit card ready and dial 1-800-255-7100.
And for those who have asked, the music we use and have used for years is from Philip Glass, the great minimalist, some people call him, composer. His CD on the Philips label called Mishima, M-I-S-H-I-M-A, Mishima, by Philip Glass. And you have to order it. It's not usually sitting in the record stores, but it's a dandy. The whole thing is outstanding. Okay, back with Jan Lamprecht, live from South Africa, where it's very early in the morning, but Jan is up, and maybe he never went to sleep. At any rate, he's here to talk about his book, Hollow Planets. Why, Jan, Mercury, Venus, and Earth, those three mentioned on your book cover?
I set out originally to actually look at anomalies across the solar system, but I ended up finding so many things, and the book just kept on growing larger and larger, that eventually I just decided I had to call it quits at some point. I have unpublished material which I've kept back in the hope that maybe one day there'll be a follow-up book, A Hollow Planets 2. There were some interesting things I discovered regarding Jupiter and Saturn, which I did not put out. The Jupiter material is particularly interesting because it relates to possible nuclear reactions inside Jupiter, and the bottom line being that perhaps the great red spot on Jupiter is actually the hole in the crust of a hollow planet. There are some other things, other anomalies in the outer planets, but not that many. But Jupiter and Saturn are quite interesting. But the issue...
Go ahead.
But as I say, the problem was space and time. You know, this thing could actually carry on for years and years.
And for those who can't see the inside of the book, the outside of the book, the cover, especially the star right there, is a beautiful picture of the Earth in space with stars behind it. And about 20% of the planet is cut away, and what's inside is a sun and. Land, man, it's a world within a world. It's a wonderful vision. Jules Verne would love this book.
Yes, Jules Verne's journey to the center of the Earth was actually based on the hollow Earth theory. And it seems to be probably the only thing he ever wrote that never came true, which kind of fascinates me in and of itself.
Well, not yet, anyway.
Yes.
Now, polar holes... The so-called Admiral Byrd diaries have kicked around the net ever since there was a net, and even before. What's your view of those diaries? They've been really cast in a very poor light by many researchers.
Yeah, I looked at quite a lot of stories. There are lots of stories. There's more than just the diaries. There's another little story that fascinates people. It's great fiction. It's a little story about a guy called Olaf Janssen, who apparently sailed into the Earth via a polar hole, him and his father, and they lived there and eventually managed to escape. But all of these stories, especially the bird story, has got problems with it. There's no evidence. And I didn't quote a thing like that Admiral Byrd story because it was so poor. When I spoke to people, it became obvious that this was just something that somebody cooked up. And there is another hollow Earth researcher by the name of Dennis Crenshaw, who's been around for about the last 30 years. He published a little thing called The Hollow Earth Insider. And he actually did an extensive write-up about the Admiral Byrd diaries. And he went into it in great detail and eventually concluded that it's definitely false, it's rubbish. And there are lots of things in those diaries which don't match actual history. So... it's as if somebody cooked up the story. And in a lot of these areas, you'll find a lot of similar kinds of things floating around where somebody talks about something, but it's quite obvious that a lot of the underlying facts are wrong. And I sometimes wonder if there are people who deliberately set out to discredit things.
Well, yeah, I don't think you have to wonder too long about that. There's all manner of beasts working the Internet these days, and people with keyboards are maybe the most dangerous things on the planet right now, and modems.
Yeah, there are some problems with having free speech because there's no such thing as quality.
Well, I'll tell you, the old saw about yelling fire in a crowded theater, I have never seen, Jan, more doomsday and warnings in my life than I see on the internet. Today was supposed to be a real bad, dark day for one reason, unspecified, of course, or another. Nothing happened, and if I had $10 for every false alarm I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years, I could fly you to L.A. for a week.
I'll agree. I've seen the same thing. There's a lot of nonsense that comes up there. The internet's a great medium, but it does have its problems.
Well, that's what we try to do on this program, is bring incredible-sounding information to people in a credible fashion so they can make a real legitimate decision on exactly what it means to them and what the viability of that thesis is. And in your case, the book Hollow Planets, again, I'm anxious to see how, and I know what mainstream science is. You know it's very closed and very difficult to crack into, but if you can just get one or two folks to actually read the book, it'll be interesting to see what transpires.
Yes, and I also think that some of them may... some people on my list service actually said to me, you know, do you really think there's a scientist out there who will be the first to stand up alone and say, ah, but you might actually be right, because he could get trashed by his peers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And peer pressure in science is a big thing.
It's almost everything.
Well, in science especially, because your judgment and your rating in science is by your peers and no one else.
That's right.
So anyone who wanders too far from the mainstream could be in trouble.
And we have seen many corpses over the years of scientists who did step out of line and were trashed. We'll be right back with Jan Lamprecht and talk more about his book, Hollow Planets, after this.
If you own an inkjet printer, get a pen and paper ready for a very important number. Most inkjet printer owners would agree that the true cost of owning an inkjet printer is the cost of replacement cartridges. For years, Fillmore inkjet kits have saved inkjet printer owners up to 90% off the cost of cartridges. Fillmore inkjet kits allow you to refill your existing inkjet cartridge for about 10 cents on the dollar. Most inkjet cartridges can be refilled at least 5 times before replacement is necessary. You can find out more about refilling your specific inkjet cartridge by calling 800-975-3100. Fillmore supports Canon, Epson, Hewlett-Packard, and Lexmark printers. Now, you don't have to be an engineer, mechanic, or computer expert to use Fillmore inkjet kits. You simply have to be able to read and follow simple step-by-step instructions. It's really that easy. To enjoy the same excellent print quality from Fillmore inkjet kits that you demand from a factory cartridge, call today, 800-975-3100, 800-975-3100. That's 800-975-3100.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, inviting you to visit my website at www.sightings.com. There for you 24 hours a day.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
Do you want your children to learn and use good manners? Teach them how with It's Just Good Manners, an award-winning videotape available only in this special offer. Hi, I'm Jennifer DeVore, a parent and etiquette teacher. When I showed my class It's Just Good Manners, they loved it, and it worked. They learned to use good table manners, telephone etiquette, how to write thank you notes, make good introductions, show respect for others, and so much more. It answers many of the questions about manners your elementary age child needs to know. It's Just Good Manners is so entertaining, kids will watch it again and again. Parenting Magazine, USA Today, even the American Library Association agree. This is a great way for your child to learn good manners. Here's how to order.
Parents and grandparents, order It's Just Good Manners now by dialing 1-800-255-7100. Pay just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Have your credit card ready and dial 1-800-255-7100.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works 3 times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
Twitter the Catabolic Diet for only $19.95. Call 1-800-292-2060 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-292-2060.
All right, we're back talking Hollow Planets for this first half of the program tonight. Jan Lamprecht up in Adam, live in South Africa on the phone tonight. You know, last night, Jan, we had occasion to hear from the most unusual man down there. His name is Credo Mutwa. He is the historian for the Zulu Nation. He's 78 years old, a shaman or shaman.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, and he spoke quite eloquently about his people's cultural past, reptilians, greys, the whole issue of ETs, which he said really aren't ETs because they started out here, left, and then came back. And the implication was they do live here. There aren't many of them. They live on top. But I suspect that had I followed the story much further, it would have led to underground, certainly bases at the very least.
Right. Yeah, that is one thing that one hears quite a bit. Apparently, according to Nicholas Rurich, the Russian scholar and so forth from earlier this century, he looked into this problem, and when he was in Tibet, he spoke to many people there, and he said that the more knowledgeable people in Tibet earlier this century spoke about an underground empire, and apparently, this underground empire is inhabited by millions of people, and it's ruled by a person or a being that they call the king of all the world. And he had a most interesting discussion with a Tibetan priest in 1928, which I quote. And in this discussion, he says to the priest, well, you know, if there's this underground kingdom, then how come nobody's ever found it? And so the priest says to him, well, you know, there are many hidden things that you don't know about. But then he goes on to hint that if you want to get to this underground kingdom, you must go to the far north. You must go up to where you can see the aurora. And the priest spoke about crossing an ocean. And this made me wonder about whether this Tibetan reference was to a polar hole. And similarly, I actually came across someone else on the web who referred me to a Tibetan priest who's around these days, who gave a lecture about 2 years ago in an American city. And during this lecture, he said a similar thing. He said that there is an underground empire, and the way to get it is you have to fly for 7 days directly north of India. It perhaps is references to fly at the speed of a bird or something.
I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, well, the guy was quoting scriptures or something, so it could well be a reference along those lines. But he was saying directly north. And again, that made me wonder about the polar hole.
Well, it's all one of the most fascinating aspects of human mythology, the idea that there could be something underneath us all. The old movie Shangri-La from the 1930s.
I don't know that.
Ronald Coleman was in it, and it wasn't underground, but it was a hidden civilization, as it were. Anyway, so many stories like that. It's fascinating.
Right.
The latest rap I'm seeing on the net is continued. Not that the HAARP project is innocuous and user-friendly in terms of humans. There may be some very ulterior motives at work there, and probably are to some degree. But the paranoia about HAARP continues unbridled. People are blaming HAARP on for practically everything. You've got some thoughts on HAARP.
Yes. You know, there were lots of things that I researched at the time I wrote my book, lots of things that never actually made it into the book because I could never prove anything definitively. But HAARP was something I had thought about, and in my book, in Chapter 11, I look into the possibility that radio waves are bouncing into and out of the Earth. I talk about a thing called long-delayed radio echoes, which has been described as the UFO of radio hands. And it's a strange phenomena where radio waves seem to go around the Earth, but they come back in a strangely garbled way. And it's apparent from the time lapse that they've actually traveled thousands of times around the Earth, or hundreds of times at the very least. And what's interesting from these radio wave studies is that the radio waves that exhibit these strange properties are the ones that cross the polar regions. And they also seem to do this more often at a time when magnetic activity is low and the atmosphere is actually calm. And all of this led me to wonder whether radio waves were actually bouncing into the planet through a polar hole, and once inside the planet, just bounce around until they lose all their energy. But some of them might be able to bounce out again through one of the polar holes, and that would explain why it's such a rare phenomena. And furthermore, as you go further north, as you go further north and further south, closer to both of the poles, this phenomena actually increases in frequency. And so this made me wonder whether it's increasing in frequency because you're getting closer and closer to a polar hole and the chance of your waves getting in and out are actually greater. And so when people talk about HAARP, HAARP is all about bouncing waves and seeing beyond the horizon. And various evidence led me to think in terms of a possible polar hole directly north of Alaska. And if you look at maps as to exactly where these HAARP experiments are taking place, it's actually up in Alaska. And so now I've been wondering to myself if perhaps, and this is all speculation, I've been wondering if there's a polar hole and the military know about it. And let's say they've been trying to get into this thing. And let's say whoever's there has been perhaps destroying whatever they've been sending in there. So how else could they try and figure out what's down there? And I was wondering if HAARP was a kind of a project to either map or monitor something in a polar hole to see beyond the horizon where you couldn't go normally.
Well,
in other words, bounce it off the ionosphere and bounce it down into a hole.
Certainly one of the avowed jobs of HAARP is to enable the government to monitor people who are trying to hide things underground. They call it tomography, of course, topographical x-rays, if you will, and they can go down quite a distance, and certainly would make sense that it may go down even further than quite a distance. We just don't know. This all goes back to Nikola Tesla's work. It's all part of the same thing. If there is a hole up there, Jan, I would suggest that the government probably wouldn't take too kindly to your going up there and nosing around.
Well, this is very much so. Well, that's why we need to talk about it. Perhaps the things that people don't ever talk about, maybe that alone is good enough reason for us to talk about it, so so that even if we can't do anything now, maybe somebody can do something in the future.
Well, yes. The rumors about the Germans in Antarctica continue to grow longer each year. When we come back, let me get your thoughts on that. How much did the Nazis do down there? And what might we learn by studying that issue? So hang on. Be right back with Jan Lamprecht, live from South Africa. His book, Hollow Planets. Right to the top of the homepage, click on his name, and you'll go to his website.
It was the tension-cranking, nerve-jangling awareness of the tick-tock of her attorney's clock that drove Bonnie Brewer out of the mainstream legal system. She couldn't bear to think of the bills she rang up every time she called her lawyer with a question about her rental properties or confusion about her rights as a grandparent. She needed advice, but not at $175 an hour. So Bonnie turned away from the traditional legal setup, an attorney charging by the minute, and joined the swelling number of middle-class Americans demanding quicker, cheaper, and more efficient alternatives. Bonnie and her husband signed up for a legal service plan, and now they have access to unlimited phone consultations, free letter writing, free advice on negotiating, and discounted rates for litigation. All this and more for only $25 or less per month. For information on legal service plans, call 888-302-9168. That's 888-302-9168.
Major purchases are being made each day in the gold market. That's right. Major investment companies such as Solomon Smith Barney are buying gold. Why? Because investment companies know the risks of a volatile stock market, the threat of Y2K in the banking industry, the falling dollar. Companies know that gold is trading near a 20-year low, and there's never been a better time to buy gold. And when it comes to buying gold, Merit Financial is a leader. Here's Merit President Peter Epstein.
Smart investors and companies are converting portions of their savings into gold every day. For over 14 years, Merit has helped folks just like you get started in the gold market, and we ship your gold right to your door. Recently, gold prices have started to increase. The potential for profit has never been better.
Call 800-366-7925 and talk to the people at Merit Financial who've helped thousands protect their hard-earned assets with the security of gold. 800-366-7925. There's never been a better time to buy. That's 800-366-7925.
Gold has just started a very strong move in the market. Check gold prices today with a call to Merit Financial, 1-800-366-7925.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
Glad you're here tonight. Jan Lamprecht is here tonight this morning in South Africa, where he's up to once again discuss some of his extraordinary research, all put together for you in the book, Hollow Planets, A Feasibility Study of Possible Hollow Worlds. And go to my homepage at sightings.com, right at the top, look at guests and click on Jan's name, go right to his website. Okay, Jan, much to talk about, but the South Pole issue has one heck of a place in legend. What do you know about it, being closer than I am?
I did look a little bit into issues relating to Antarctica and if there could be a polar hole there. But eventually I thought that it was quite a difficult exercise to prove, and I tended to concentrate on the Arctic rather than the Antarctic. I had some thoughts regarding the Antarctic, and probably the most impressive thing I came across was possible evidence that nuclear radiation from Chernobyl, from that accident, had actually passed through the Earth. And what happened there was the Chernobyl accident actually resulted in a lot of low-level radiation. And wind patterns actually tend to concentrate radiation up near the North Pole. And what happened was I came across some articles in a journal, I think it was Nature, which is a very prominent English journal, where some scientists were actually debating in letters that they wrote as to how radiation got from the North Pole to the South Pole. And the reason it's such a big mystery is because anybody who knows anything about atmospheric physics will tell you that the air in the northern hemisphere does not move to the southern hemisphere. The actual amount of exchange between the hemispheres is very little. And this is especially relevant for those people who've studied the effects of nuclear war. And this is pretty much a proven fact. And also, the radiation needs to be at a very, very high level for it to be carried across the equator. Plus, the air near the equator is very humid, and this tends to wash out some of the radiation. So the bottom line was, what had happened was some scientists from America had been somewhere near the South Pole, mm-hmm. and they'd been digging in the snow, and they found that by digging into the snow, they could determine the radiation levels in different years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to trace back that there was this enormous spike of radiation which corresponded to 1986.
Really?
When the accident occurred. Yeah. And they couldn't understand this because the real mystery was nowhere else in the entire southern hemisphere mm-hmm. had they found anything
mm-hmm.
like this.
Mm-hmm.
Only at this point near the South Pole.
How strange.
So I wondered whether it was possible for the radiation to have actually been sucked into a polar hole in the northern hemisphere and eventually come out through the polar hole in the southern hemisphere. And what was interesting was the scientists were able to establish that the time difference was something close on 2 years. It would take radiation almost 2 years to go from the North Pole to the South Pole. And so, you know, if it was traveling through the inner Earth via winds or something, that seems to be a pretty feasible time period.
So when you look at the wind patterns in the equator, there's just no way that surface winds could carry that radiation down there.
Correct, because the winds tend to blow from the equator to the pole.
That's right.
And the other thing is the humidity in the atmosphere. Atmospheric scientists were saying this is impossible.
Hmm.
So this is just mm-hmm. one of many other mysteries that right. seems to be solved if you assume the planet is hollow.
That's fascinating. Now, what about the Peary Reese map? For those of you listening, many of you know that Peary Reese was a great map maker, 1500, 1400, something like that. And he drew a map, or had in his possession, at least his name was on a map of the South Pole, essentially with no ice on it, and he had it right.
Okay, well, in my book I talk about pole shift, and the fact that, you know, all the planets in the solar system supposedly formed from the same cloud of gas, and if that was the case, then they would all rotate and have all their axes in the same direction, and yet they're all very jumbled up, to the extent that Venus as a planet is virtually upside down, if you may use that term. And the one thing that I wondered when dealing with plate tectonics and all these different explanations mm-hmm. for the apparent movement of continents and so forth, I wondered to myself whether pole shifts are actually a phenomena that's endemic to hollow planets. And the reason I arrive at that is 2 points. The one is we might not actually know the mass of a planet correctly, and so a planet's mass may be a lot less than we think. That being the case, the planet might actually be more susceptible to movements than we think because its mass is less. And within the Earth, I look at the possibility of underground water. If gravity does not behave the way we think it behaves, if like my seismic model and other evidence suggests, the Earth is actually cool down there,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason why you couldn't have rivers and perhaps even oceans deep inside the Earth. And this actually opens up many possibilities because what if you have enormous oceans inside the Earth that are maybe even bigger than the ones on the surface? Because mm-hmm. the oceans on the surface are not very deep at all. I mean, this is just like a little layer of water if you consider it in the context of the size of the planet.
Quite, yes.
And so what I wondered was whether water deep inside the Earth could erode away enormous cavities within the crust itself. And remember, the continents are not very high. They're only a few thousand feet in height. And we're talking about a planet that even with its hollow shell would be hundreds of miles, if not thousands of miles, thick. So to have a vast ocean of water inside the Earth is not that improbable. And could such an ocean erode a cavity? And could this ocean actually move from one place to another over time, flowing like a river? Now, that could cause a redistribution of the mass of the planet and perhaps cause it to tilt. And if other planets have got oceans inside their crust, they would also tilt. And perhaps this would explain why all the planets are tilting at different angles. And furthermore, it brings us to something like Atlantis, where people say Atlantis could never be because there's no place that you can actually see there was a continent. But how do you know that there wasn't a cavity underneath a continent and that cavity eventually collapsed and the whole continent collapsed into a cavity and then became seabed? Then you wouldn't see any evidence that there'd been a continent beforehand.
Sure, sure.
And going back to the Antarctica thing, perhaps there was a time when Antarctica was ice-free, and I actually make a lot of arguments for that. There is also evidence up near the island of Spitsbergen, which is not far from the North Pole, which Velikovsky still raised many years ago, where he showed that there were corals up within about 10 degrees of the North Pole, and corals only grow in the latitudes that correspond to the equator because they need lots of sunlight and heat, and you don't get sunlight up at those latitudes. So the Earth could easily have tilted.
Yeah, and not necessarily overnight, but it would be a process. It's not necessarily going to be a massive run of landmass around this hollow inner Earth with oceans slopping over the shores in massive tidal waves. It could happen over a period of 100 years, 50 years, slowly, but it could move.
Exactly. I mean, there's the Chandler wobble. To this day, nobody knows why the Earth wobbles. The Chandler, you know, and all those things. Now,
well, it's because it's full of water.
Yes. and there's also another thing, that the Earth's rotation is actually erratic. It's as if the Earth actually, its rotation is not smooth. Scientists have measured that it's erratic to a couple of milliseconds, and one wonders if that is also water inside the planet sort of slopping around, like you say.
Yeah, there are some children's toys. They're soft balls to play with, and they have inside of them weights on one side or the other. So when you throw the ball through the air, it doesn't just spin or run on a flat trajectory. It wants to wobble as you throw it. As that inner weight moves around, it'll make it wobble as it's thrown from one location to another. Very interesting concept, isn't it?
Same principle, yes.
So we just don't know. It may not be water, but certainly the inside of the Earth could be hollow to the extent that it is unequally predisposed to being balanced. It's just not. So it is an imbalance on the inner core of the planet, which is causing this wobble. It's all fascinating. And your book, again, it's just a matter of time, Jan, before somebody in a position of alleged mainstream science will read the book and have some input to you. Maybe it'll come to you confidentially, late at night, by an email, but it'll get read. It'll happen.
Well, one of the things I've decided to do is if a scientist out there actually does read it and has some comments, and he wants and he'd rather not I mention his name in public, then I'm quite happy to keep it confidential. I'd like to release the information, but not say who the source was.
Sure. Well said. Okay, coming up on the break, let me remind you, once again, the book is Hollow Planets. It's an extraordinary read and extremely well-researched by Jan Lamprecht. Could the planets possibly be hollow? The data seems to indicate that, yes, that is a possibility. How are sales, by the way, Jan?
It's it's been a bit slow. I think the problem is the concept itself is so way out at first that people are convinced that I must be wrong. Just the mere fact that I'm going against everything that they know, everything they've been taught since their earliest years, you know, makes them think there must be something wrong. And the point I'd like to make is that I'm in computers and logic is how I earn my daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see somebody come to me and show me errors in my logic, because my logic is sound and it's based on sound data and the analysis thereof.
All reflected in the book, 600 pages, Hollow Planet. It's extraordinary. Pause and come back. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to. We'll take some calls for Jan after the top of the hour news break. 1-800-876-4123. 876-4123. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're here, and we'll be back.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions, on the spot, at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-831-3300 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-831-3300. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-831-3300 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-831-3300. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
Think you know all there is to know about radar? You're the expert, right? And you just visited the electronics store last week. Well, I'm sure you're not too old to learn some new tricks, because there's something new out there, and it's called the phaser. The phaser will in effect jam both radar and laser guns, preventing police from measuring your speed. And it's perfectly legal in all places where normal radar detection is legal. You see, phaser reflects a portion of the signal plus an added FM signal back to the police car. This, in effect, gives the waiting radar unit an electronic lobotomy. Ouch, that hurts. Avoid speed traps, drive responsibly, and protect yourself from $100 tickets with the phaser. It's doubtful you'll find the phaser in any store near you, so order now by calling 1-888-875-8324. That's 1-888-875-8324. Make three easy payments of only $66.50 plus shipping and handling. Try the phaser for 90 days with full refund from Comtrad Industries. Call 1-888-875-8324 now.
USA Radio Network News, this is Michael Shawn. White House Press Secretary Joe Lockhart wasn't commenting on reports at a news conference that Kenneth Starr will be replaced by his assistant Robert Ray, but Lockhart did say that it is time to end the Starr probe.
There is, you know, a concern that, you know, that we're continuing to keep going and keep going, and people are moving up, you know, it's sort of part of the process of, you know, getting ahead in the independent counsel game is, you know, being involved in a series of these investigations. We think they ought to find a way to wrap this up.
Starr is still investigating the White House travel office firings and alleged attempts to influence the testimony of presidential accuser Kathleen Willey. Winds gusted up to 103 miles an hour as Hurricane Irene drenched much of Florida's peninsula. Still, a food manager for the oceanfront Key Ambassador Best Western, Judy Smith, says she feels the Keys escaped substantial damage.
The wind is blowing. The rain has curtailed big time, and there's just a lot of seaweed and brush on the grounds. It's nothing compared to last year's hurricane, the George. We don't have any tiles missing on the roofs, and we consider ourselves very, very fortunate.
President Clinton has now declared a state of emergency for Florida. Pakistan's coup leader is putting himself in charge of his nation and is dropping hints about his country's immediate future. The Army chief today declared himself the supreme leader of Pakistan. USA Radio News.
Kids.
Does God have to eat vegetables?
How can fish sleep with their eyes open?
By nature, they're curious. They want to know the answers to all kinds of questions, but they don't always come to their parents for the answers. So they turn to other sources, like the internet.
Where do you go after you die?
If ducks can swim, why can't trout fly?
Unfortunately, sometimes what they find leads to other questions kids normally wouldn't be asking.
What does racist mean?
Is this really the way to make a bomb?
Do adults really look like that without clothes?
Questions better answered by a parent. Now, there is a way to filter out all the negative stuff on the net, allowing your family to experience all the positive things it can offer. It's called This.com. This.com gives your family the freedom they want to explore the internet and the peace of mind you need to let them do it. Call This.com at 1-800-THIS-IS-IT or visit our website at www.this.com. Call now for a free trial month.
Can I hear that number again?
Sure. Call This.com at 1-800-THIS-IS-IT.
Thanks a lot, mister.
Despite recent events, the White House is still trying to convince Americans that the economy is in good shape. USA's Connie Lawn has more from Washington.
The fundamentals of the U.S. economy are strong. That is the reassuring message the White House is trying to put out. Spokesman Joe Lockhart urges Americans to stay calm in the wake of major stock market fluctuations. The latest run could have been triggered by Alan Greenspan's comments. The head of the Federal Reserve Board warned that financial institutions may be underestimating the risk of a sudden loss of investor confidence, and that could cause a large drop in values. Tommy Lawn, USA Radio News, Washington.
Police in Charlotte, North Carolina, have charged a woman with involuntary manslaughter after her infant son suffocated while sleeping with her. Police say the 2-month-old boy became wedged in a sofa while they were sleeping in a friend's home. This is the second time this has happened in Charlotte in recent weeks. USA Radio News.
My 10-year-old wouldn't eat his vegetables or drink his milk, so I worried about his nutrition. But then I tried great-tasting Ovaltine, and now he loves his milk and I don't worry as much. Ovaltine's delicious, so it makes it easier to drink milk, and he's drinking more milk. I was going to try Nestle Quick, but Quick doesn't add any nutrition to milk. Ovaltine's better because it adds vitamins and minerals. So milk not only tastes better, it's better for you.
When it comes to taste and nutrition, Ovaltine makes milk even better.
A. Diane Schmidley, co-author of Census Bureau Report, says that some foreign-born Americans are doing better in the U.S. economy than others. For example, she says that Mexican Americans are on the bottom of the earning spectrum.
Most of them are barely making a living wage or making what we call a minimum wage. They're working in jobs that don't pay well. The average education level of the Mexican population is about 8th grade, but the reality for them is they're doing jobs that don't pay well and are jobs that many Americans don't want to do.
A. Diane Schmidley. Bill Bradley held a slight fundraising lead over Vice President Al Gore in the presidential race for the last 3 months. Both men raised about $7 million apiece between July and September. Bradley and Gore both had slightly more than $10 million in the bank at the end of the month, Bradley ahead by a few $100,000. This is Michael Sean with news on the USA Radio Network.
Some fans watch football, but you see a different game with an insider's perspective when you read the news, sporting news. Some fans watch basketball, but you see a different game and know who to watch when you read the sporting news. Some fans watch hockey, but you see a different game and know why that team is hot when you read the sporting news. Now, you can read the sporting news free. Just call for a no-cost 4-issue mini subscription. If you like it, get 24 more issues, 28 in all, for 4 easy payments of just $5.99. And with your paid subscription, you get a pair of great sports binoculars free. The sporting news is now in full color, packed with the best, most in-depth sports coverage of all the teams, in season or out. So while other fans are only watching baseball, you see a different game and know what the manager's thinking because you read the sporting news. So call now for your free 4-issue mini subscription. See a different game. Call 1-800-356-2992 and 1-800-356-2992 for the sporting news.
It was the great English astronomer Sir Edmund Halley who first proposed that the Earth just might be hollow down there. Later, the great mathematician Leonhard Euler speculated about this, as did the scientist Sir John Leslie. Jules Verne's classic, of course, Journey to the Center of the Earth, was based on Leslie's ideas. Some religions maintain to this day that a vast underworld exists inside the Earth. This is supported by a rich variety of legends and folklores, as I said earlier on tonight, from all continents and all cultures. Scientists all say the planets are solid, but could science be mistaken? This book, Hollow Planets, raises issues that are going to be fascinating to contemplate for years and years to come. The author, Jan Lamprecht, is my first guest tonight. Coming up a little bit later, Jordan Maxwell joins us. Jordan is the world's number one scholar in terms of studying the occult movements that have controlled this planet for such a very long time. Jordan will be along shortly. Much to talk about, Jan, but let me get to one issue. There is some remarkable material you mentioned originating from the Popular Science 1923 issue about a comet.
Oh, yes.
Exactly where you mapped it out in your book. Tell us about that.
Yes. I'm actually looking at this thing at the moment. One of the most amazing pieces of feedback that I got after my book was published was a few weeks ago, a guy sent me an email and said to me, do I know anything about a polar continent that had been mentioned in the 1923 issue of Popular Science? It's actually the December 1923 issue.
Mm-hmm.
He also said to me that he had some other material regarding the diaries of a World War II fighter pilot, but I've been battling to get it out of him. I'm very curious to look at it. If it's anything like this stuff that he sent me from Popular Science, I'd be most pleased.
Well, give us a hint about what...
The Popular Science stuff relates to a mystery. There's a historical mystery regarding the Vikings who went and colonized Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
They went from Iceland to Greenland in about 1200, and they lived there for quite a long time, I think for at least about 200 years, and then they lost touch with Europe. And when the Europeans eventually went back to Greenland, they discovered that all these people had gone. They found the remains of their homes and so forth, but the people themselves were gone. And there's been a debate as to whether they died out or they intermarried with the Eskimos or what happened. And the fascinating thing is that in my book, I discuss the mystery of Crocoland, where Commander Perry and also Macmillan said that they saw a piece of land out to the northwest of Ellesmere Island in Canada. And one of the guys on the expedition with Macmillan was a Lieutenant Commander Green. Now, Green was an engineer and a physicist, and he went with them. And he along with Macmillan, actually saw Crocoland from a distance. Then this happened in 1914. And what happened was, after the expedition, I wondered what Green and those guys had actually thought about what they'd seen. Well, it turns out that in 1923, Commander Green actually wrote an article for Popular Science, and it spoke about the Vikings having moved from Greenland to this new continent.
Hmm.
And apparently, he says the Eskimos in Greenland say that the white people who lived in Greenland, at a certain point, packed up their bags and they set out across the North Pole. And they specifically state that they moved in line with the west coast of Greenland. Now, if you map that, as Green did in his article,
mm-hmm.
it takes you directly to where Crocoland should be, which is northwest of Ellesmere Island. And Green wrote the most amazing article where he drew a map and he said that various evidence leads him to believe that there is an island the size of Pennsylvania, which is 50,000 square miles in size, directly northwest of Ellesmere Island. And he cites a lot of other evidence. There was a Dr. Harris from the Geodetic Survey who cited tidal evidence. But the thing that Green said was, the climate on this island could be very warm. It could be like Iceland. And the island actually would fall on a fault line going from Iceland across the North Pole to the Pacific. So So he thinks that the mountains that they saw, because they saw some very high mountains in the vicinity of Crocoland, he thinks that those mountains could be volcanic and that there could be underground heat. So his 1923 article wasn't about a polar hole, but it was about a warm continent existing up there and those Vikings still being alive there. And he set out, he was trying to get the Navy to send an airship to go and have a look at this. And apparently the airship actually crashed. So his...
You mean the airship was dispatched and it crashed en route?
Well, it didn't crash on the dispatch. It crashed on some testing. So it never actually went on the trip. Later on, I think Amundsen actually flew up there. But the one thing that Green mentions is that if there is underground heat in that cold area, then of course there'd be lots of fog and so forth.
Sure.
So one wonders whether you could fly around there and not see something. In my book, I actually quote Wilkins as... Wilkins was another famous polar explorer who at one point said something similar. He had altimeter problems, and he was not sure if he was flying over land in the Arctic or whether his altimeter was faulty. But what's interesting is that this polar continent is in exactly the same spot as I was surmising there would be a polar hole, because I go through a whole lot of arguments where I say that the mirage that they call Crocoland might actually be a mirage of an island either on the edge of a polar hole or partially in a polar hole or something of that nature, and that might be why you don't see that piece of land on a map. It might be removed because this would actually make it the northernmost piece of land in the world, and that of itself would draw a lot of attention to it. And if there's something you wish to hide, then you wouldn't want to be giving people reason to go up there to begin with. But what I did do is on my website, for anyone who wants to, just go to my website, click on the latest news section. I have a whole write-up about this popular science article, and a friend of mine was kind enough to even type it up on MS Word, and it can be downloaded.
Very nice.
And it's an amazing article. It's well worth the read.
You know, you won't, in all likelihood, probably have to mount an expedition yourself, Dan. There is a company now which is about to offer services to the public for satellite imagery of most anywhere on the planet, or at least where the satellite orbit takes it, resolution down to 1 meter.
Well, I have wondered with this whole polar hole thing whether satellites are somehow perhaps programmed to remove certain things from them.
Well, that's easy to do. But the other issue is, if you go up there, you may be removed from us. So,
well, the main thing I was thinking was to try and encourage people to go up there and to take a look. And, you know, there are lots of people in Canada and Alaska, especially in Canada is even closer to this than Alaska. And, wow, it would be great if somebody who had a plan would actually, like, venture out a little bit up there. Right. Pilot said to me that you actually need to get permission before you fly out into the Arctic Sea. But, hey, it's worth a try.
Okay, what about this World War II fighter pilot diary you alluded to? What can you tell us just in a brief sketch of what that might have?
Apparently it relates to some diaries from a crashed pilot, but I was not able to get more information out of the guy. I'm still busy trying to chase him up on it. I hope it's of high quality. I hope it doesn't turn out to be another Admiral Byrd type story, but definitely the popular science was definite quality. You know, I would have to see the origin of these diaries before I could actually say anything further. But
well, that'd be interesting.
I'll definitely let you know. I'll pop you an email if I find something.
Well, please do. The other issue, of course, is one of visitors from elsewhere, ET. A UFO craft having been observed forever, going and coming in and out of oceans, bodies of water, as if they're going somewhere, and that's the way in. So it's fascinating.
I've also heard something on the internet, but like many things, one doesn't know how true this is. Somebody told me some years ago that per capita, Canada has more UFO sightings than anywhere else in the world. And I wondered whether it could be related to the existence of a polar hole, you know, whether being closer there meant you might have a greater likelihood of seeing something.
Coming up on a break, but if you were with us during our last UFOBC report to all of you listening, and it's in the archives too. You'll know that there are some extraordinary things going on up in the Yukon and the far north territory, sightings of craft, recent sightings that are enormous, and then the one a couple of years ago that 22 witnesses to date have come forward and testified to seeing a huge object hovering over a lake, which is another thing they commonly do. Apparently, there is some affinity with water, not to mention they like to hang around power plants, dams, hydroelectric facilities, whatever. So it's all interesting, and who knows, but Hollow Planets is a step in the right direction. Jen has raised some marvelous issues. We'll pause, come right back, and wrap up this half hour with Jen.
Introducing an outstanding source of emergency preparedness supplies, B&A Products, specializing in supplies for your safety and security for nearly a decade. From hooks on everything from building underground shelters, emergency food stores, and first aid and survival kits, all the way to a complete line of the finest, easy-to-use Katadyn water filters. B&A knows the survival food business inside out and has ready-to-ship stocks of the world-acclaimed delicious, nutritious, extra-long shelf life, ready reserve and Alpine Air foods. Order now to assure your family's well-being and peace of mind in these uncertain times. They also have special long-burning candles, PRI fuel storage preserver, global sunovers, solar battery chargers, and butane and propane stoves. And don't forget water, purification drops, food-grade water storage barrels, pumps, wrenches, and spigots. Visit B&A Products online at bapproducts.com for a virtual tour of their product line, or call them at 918-696-5998. B&A Products.
In America, being rich is not just for special people. If you're ready to turn your life around, stop wasting time and start making money, this free information is for you. For over 16 years, the Ken Roberts Company has produced a home study course that instructs you step by step how to identify profit opportunities while limiting potential losses in the commodities market. Here's how it works. First, you learn the no-risk approach by trading on paper. Then, when you're confident, you start using real money. This is no get-rich-quick scheme, and it's guaranteed. Take advantage of this free offer and let Ken send you a money kit. You'll receive a complete report and audio tape with no obligation. Call 1-800-GOLD-KRC. Everything you need will be sent to you free just for the asking. That number is 1-800-GOLD-KRC. 1-800-465-3572.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of a month.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-292-2060 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-292-2060.
Okay, back with Jan, and what about the issue of the solar wind and how that interplays with the magnetosphere and what that might tell us about the planet's core, anything?
I had wondered whether the magnetic field was generated by a nuclear reaction. On the last show, we spoke about the researches of an American nuclear scientist into this. I've sent the information to lots of people. Nobody's ever said it can't, you know, nobody's ever shot it down on the basis that it's poor, or weak or anything like that. The idea seems very valid to me. There are lots of other supporting things as well. I touch on the aurora and the possibility, and I show how some parts of the aurora, some of the mysteries of the aurora could be explained by a hollow planet. I have a very interesting diagram to do with how these particles may be accelerated. There are actually lots and lots of unknowns regarding the aurora. And if there is a hollow planet connection, this could explain why they can't get to the bottom of some problems. One fascinating area is the pulsating aurora, which seems to actually originate from the Earth itself, which adds to thoughts of the inner sun. There's another thing in astronomy called Dendron's Law, which also suggests an inner sun. It's very strange. It's to do with light shining on the moon that seems to originate from nowhere. And that sort of thing.
What about the moon itself? Have you given any thought to that? People have for years suggested that the moon may have been towed here, and it may be a large base. Yeah.
Well, I think I've gone more for the natural explanation, and I think that if one planet is hollow, then they all are. And because if the one were particularly dense relative to the other, you'd notice it, and they are not. They are all pretty much they're all pretty much equal. So either they're all solid or they're all hollow. And with regard to that, the one thing I did with these geophysicists in Canada was I made Chapter 3 available to any scientist who wants it. I will give Chapter 3 for free to any academic who comes from a proper academic institution to look at. And the other thing I've done is on my webpage, on the latest news section, I've set up some notes about my seismic model, and I've written up about it and shown the diagrams and the basic underlying logic. I've done it in a simple way so that anybody can understand it. All you have to do is go to www.hollowplanets.com, go to the latest news section, and as you go down it, you'll see mention of the seismic model, and you'll be able to see the diagrams, read the logic, and make up your mind for yourself whether my logic has any sound basis or not.
Right, right. What about the issue of the Earth's natural magnetic field having diminished by 90% in the last 4,000 years? It was 4 Gauss. Now it's 4/10 of a Gauss.
Well, you see, this is not surprising. This nuclear scientist was saying that nuclear reactions would be almost like a motor car engine where they control themselves and where they have a governor that speeds them up or slows them down. So just because the magnetic field changes doesn't mean it's going to end. It could be a cyclic thing. It could speed up, slow down, you know, become more intense, less intense. It may be part of a natural cycle. And this nuclear scientist actually pointed to the production of what he called reactor poisons, which would slow the reaction down. And he even said that he thinks he's got an explanation for magnetic reversals. And his explanation was that the reactor may at some point produce so many poisons that the reactor actually shuts down completely for a period of time while the poisons dissipate, and then it starts up. And this could explain magnetic reversals, because magnetic reversals are very hard to understand. And there are so many magnetic mysteries that could just wouldn't be a problem anymore.
No one I know has a handle on why the magnetic field is changing, what causes it. It's a complete mystery.
I'll tell you, those articles by that scientist are excellent, really. The fact that academics are not looking at his stuff is so sad, because it's amazing material.
Email question in, what is the benefit of covering up the fact that the planet might be hollow?
Well, I wonder about things like advanced civilizations, about us sharing the planet with somebody else.
Sure, if those ET craft are coming and going, they're
exactly
going somewhere.
Exactly. Now, I mean, what if we're sharing a civilization with another planet? It actually becomes, it's one thing to say that there's intelligent life out there in the universe, so far away that we can never reach it, because that life out there would not really impact us. they could ignore us, and we wouldn't be able to do anything to them. But if we were to share our planet with somebody else, it actually becomes a very tricky political hot potato, because, first of all, if they're more advanced than us and have been here longer than us, then maybe they actually own the Earth. Maybe we are second-rate citizens. And maybe from a military and scientific point of view, they have more power than we have. So if they were to become embroiled in our politics, there could be a lot of problems. You could get tiny little nations perhaps running to them for favors so that they can then go and give the bigger nations a kick in the butt. You
exactly.
Know, that kind of thing.
Imagine the alliances. That would be a soap opera and a half. Jan, that's it for this show. Hollow Planets, extraordinary book. Stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing as you continue to roll this out toward the mainstream scientific community, and I want to hear about it.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jan.
Okay, bye.
Jan Lamprecht, live from South Africa, his book, Hollow Planets, and it is well worth a read. Go to his website, too. Just visit the guest section at the top of the homepage and click on his name. Coming up next, if you're there at the guest site right now, you'll see the name Jordan Maxwell. So stay with us.
In emergency situations, independence is the key to survival. The goal is to have what your family needs to get by until the emergency has passed. And it doesn't really matter whether that emergency is an earthquake, a flood, a tornado, or a period of unemployment. Hungry people are vulnerable. Food is basic to independence and survival. If you can keep your family fed, you can survive almost anything. Many families are raising their own food. Definitely a good idea, but probably not enough to sustain a family for an extended period. The answer is a good supply of storable food. To find out more, call J. Michael Stevens at 1-800-462-6458. That's 1-800-462-6458. It's a good feeling to know that you and your family are ready for any emergency. Be ready with high-quality, reasonably priced, storable food from J. Michael Stevens. That number again, 1-800-462-6458. For your own peace of mind, call today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, inviting you to visit my website at www.sightings.com. There for you 24 hours a day.
Are you concerned about the Y2K problem, the spreading global financial crisis, the overvalued stock market, and an overinflated paper dollar that's not even backed by gold? If so, then call the Gold Investment Group now for your free disaster insurance gold investment kit at 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247. Respected analysts such as Alan Greenspan and Warren Buffett have now warned that the stock market is at dangerous levels and exhibits irrational exuberance. Consequently, many of the top industry experts are now recommending a major shift from paper investments into gold and silver hard assets. Learn how to transfer 401ks and IRAs into a Y2K compliant gold or silver backed IRA. Discover our disaster insurance portfolio and which coins in it are poised to move an average 20 to 40% by next year. So call 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247.
In emergency situations, independence is the key to survival. The goal is to have what your family needs to get by until the emergency has passed. And it doesn't really matter whether that emergency is an earthquake, a flood, a tornado, or a period of unemployment. Hungry people are vulnerable. Food is basic to independence and survival. If you can keep your family fed, you can survive almost anything. Many families are raising their own food. Definitely a good idea, but probably not enough to sustain a family for an extended period? The answer is a good supply of storable food. To find out more, call J. Michael Stevens at 1-800-462-6458. That's 1-800-462-6458. It's a good feeling to know that you and your family are ready for any emergency. Be ready with high-quality, reasonably priced, storable food from J. Michael Stevens. That number again, 1-800-462-6458. For your own peace of mind, call today.
If you put off going to the dentist because you just don't think you could afford it, you need to call Argus Dental Plan today. With an Argus Reduced Fee Dental Plan, you'll save 20 to 80% off the dentist fees with no claim forms, deductibles, yearly dollar limits, or waiting periods for coverage. Which means if you need dental work done today, an Argus Dental Plan will cover you today. Argus even covers all pre-existing conditions, plus cosmetic procedures, dentures, implants, orthodontics, and other specialty care. Individual coverage starts as low as $10.95 per month. Plus, if you purchase an Argus Dental Plan on an annual basis for a limited time, Argus will give you 6 months of additional dental coverage for free. Plus, some Argus plans include vision and prescription benefits. To find out more about Argus Dental Plans, call 1-800-695-0720. That's 800-695-0720. Not available in all areas.
There is no one I can think of who has been studying the occult more effectively, more thoroughly, and with more respect than has Jordan Maxwell, who has been at this a long, long time. Jordan has, in fact, provided the basic research for an awful lot of people in this day and age who go out and talk, write, and speak about occult societies. Sometimes they forget to mention Jordan. But he is, in my opinion, the preeminent scholar. He has done research that is overwhelming in its scope. I've seen much of it firsthand. And he's back tonight, and I'm glad to have him. Hello, Jordan.
Hello there, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. We started looking into this whole occult issue. It's been 30, 35 years?
Yeah, almost 40 now.
Yeah. What were your thoughts back then, Jordan, about where we might be at the year 2000 when you had to look ahead? Because you had so much to look back on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I really wasn't concerned with the year 2000 because when you're 19 years old, you're not, you know, you can live forever.
Right.
But what really got me interested in this whole subject is probably pretty much in my blood because my family was somewhat into these subjects, and I've always gravitated toward the mystical, the hidden, the secret world, because I have always been a spiritual person in that I believe that there are entities and spirits exist. I think that there is a whole world of knowledge concerning other dimensions that we, you know, take for granted, and most of us don't even know much about. And so I grew up, you know, very concerned about these things, about the demonic forces, dark forces, etc.
Did that come from your, was it your uncle who worked in the Vatican?
Yeah, that was my mother's uncle who worked in the Vatican Secretary of State's office. And I knew him as a small child, but every couple of years he would come back to visit the family, and coming from the Vatican would sit with my mother's two uncles who lived in my hometown, who were federal judges. And we had priests in the family and judges and all kinds of interesting people. And so I was
a veritable rogues gallery.
Oh, yeah, real big time. And I would sit as a kid, sit in the corner and listen to after dinner when the women were in the kitchen and the men were with their wine and their cigars and sitting around talking about business and the name of the tune and how the world runs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew up in that strange atmosphere of thinking as a child and as a kid about the two different kind of worlds that we live in, the world that we live in each day, the mundane world, and then I was brought up to understand that there was a whole nother existence simultaneously with this one, which is where the real power was. The real power is in the unseen world. And it didn't take me long to gravitate toward reading the Bible, studying scriptures, and looking into all of the ancient sciences and all the ancient occult sciences of the ancient world as a teenager. And right around 19 years old, I was by myself living in Los Angeles. I had left home, and I met a person who changed my life forever. That was truly the turning point in my life that just knocked me out by explaining to me all of the sundry secret apparatus behind world governments and how they work. And it brought back memories from my childhood, and I became absolutely fascinated with the subject all over again.
How do you even handle that at 19, for goodness sake?
Oh, man, you have no idea. I used to sit with these people and talk about out-of-body travel, bringing up spirit entities, how it's done, from where do these entities and spirit forces come. I used to sit and listen for hours on how symbols and emblems in government and churches and religious movements and synagogues, etc., what they meant and how they were connected to ancient sciences and occult orders of the world. And it's just a fascinating world to me. And I just buried myself in it. I couldn't get enough. I used to collect it. I've had thousands and thousands of volumes over the years, and they've come and gone. I've loaned them out, got lost 3 different times. My office was burglarized and everything I own taken. But I continue even today. I have quite a few thousands of volumes still on secret societies, fraternal orders, ancient sciences, because this is the world I love. This is the world I understand. I grew up with it.
Jordan, are they, in quotations, getting close to trying to pull something big off, or is it just an inexorable grind of increasing and ratcheting up the control?
Well, both. You know, back in 1940s, right after the First World War, the CIA was very young at that time. The CIA brought over I should even go back to, say, 1945, at the end of the Second World War, right at the end of the war, and just before it was officially over, there was something developed in Europe called the Rat Line. The Rat Line was a secret agency for getting top Nazis out of Berlin, out of Germany, and saving them, because they were considered to be too brilliant, too intelligent, and having too much knowledge of the occult and mysticism, and especially technology, to be lost. And so the United States, with the help of the Vatican at the time, set up something called the Rat Line, and many, many of the top scientists, Nazi theoreticians, some of the most profound intellects that the Nazis were able to develop came to America, Central America, Mexico, and, of course, Argentina. We know about Paraguay and Uruguay and all of the Jesuit countries.
It's historically accurate to know, Jordan, that not all of those brilliant minds were Nazis. Many of them despised the Nazis, but they worked or they died. It's real simple.
Oh, yes, I know. But the ones I'm mostly concerned about are the ones that came here as Nazis, and
Paperclip.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip was one of many, but that is a famous one now. Finally, media has begun to look at this Operation Paperclip, which brought many Nazis to this country. And consequently, so much of our foreign policy and our national life today is being directed behind the scenes by the same people who were the brains behind the Second World War and the Nazi movement, and we haven't even the faintest idea in the world that this is going on.
Not a clue. And of course, the Germans and Nazi scientists took America to the moon. People don't know that either. But we'll pause and be right back with Jordan Maxwell.
For years, Alice and Carrie Richardson feared that a collection agency would force them to pay a $10,000 debt their son owed. No matter how much the couple protested, the agency kept harassing them. Alice and her husband pushed it all aside because they couldn't afford an attorney. But all that changed when the Richardsons signed up with a legal service plan. They got the legal advice they needed, and the would-be debt collector dropped its claim, all for just $16 a month. Mary Brandt was one of the first individuals to sign up for a prepaid legal membership. After being billed for an item she hadn't ordered from a company, Brandt tried to handle the situation herself by phone and written correspondence. But the company was not satisfied, and notices demanding payment kept coming. Then Mary got a legal service plan. Her provider attorney firm wrote a letter on her behalf, and that was the end of it. These are just some of the services provided with a prepaid legal membership for $25 or less per month. To learn more, call 888-302-9168. That's 888-302-9168 now for this important information.
Hey Jim, take a look at this IRA statement. Can you believe I actually lost money in a mutual fund?
Sorry to hear that, Dave.
What's going to happen to my retirement if the market takes a 20 or 30% correction?
Well, some experts are predicting exactly that.
I wanted to retire in 15 years. Say, you don't seem too concerned about all this.
Well, you know what, I used to be, but that was before I called Southwest Diversities and talked to their asset protection strategists. Now, they set me up with high rates of return plus no market exposure.
That's what I'm looking for.
My portfolio will allow me to retire on time and sleep at night in the meantime.
Perfect. How do I get that kind of attention to my portfolio?
Hey, all you do is just call 1-800-810-4456 and ask for a free copy of The Billionaire's Simple Secret.
Wait a sec. Let me write that down.
1-800-810-4456.
1-800-810-4456. Thanks, pal. You just saved my retirement.
Hey, what are friends for?
Do you want your children to learn and use good manners? Teach them how with It's Just Good Manners, an award-winning videotape available only in this special offer. Hi, I'm Jennifer DeVore, a parent and etiquette teacher. When I showed my class It's Just Good Manners, they loved it, and it worked. They learned to use good table manners, telephone etiquette, how to write thank you notes, make good introductions, show respect for others, and so much more. It answers many of the questions about manners your elementary age child needs to know. It's Just Good Manners is so entertaining, kids will watch it again and again. Parenting Magazine, USA Today, even the American Library Association agreed. This is a great way for your child to learn good manners. Here's how to order.
Parents and grandparents, order It's Just Good Manners now by dialing 1-800-255-7100. Pay just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Have your credit card ready and dial 1-800-255-7100.
We're back. Jordan, I saw an email the other day. It was a rather lengthy piece, and it was alluding to the fact that in the writer's opinion, the U.S. was basically the Fourth Reich, and there is some argument to be made in support of that thesis, I guess, because the ethics in some cases are rather eerily reflective of some of the earlier.
As a matter of fact, there have been at least a dozen good books within the last 30 years, almost like reference works on that one subject of comparing the rise and the establishment of the Nazi world empire with that which is happening in this country today, which is almost identical. And the not the element is only one half of the problem. In the ancient world, the secret societies which gave birth to the idea that we have today of Freemasonry, well, those Freemasonic orders today are roughly based on the concept coming out of ancient Egypt and the ancient world. And one of the most important symbols in the ancient world that was used by those societies and fraternal orders was the sun with two wings, the winged sun. And we remember usually best the Egyptian winged sun.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the Masonic orders coming out of the Middle Ages were referred to as sun orders. And many, many references to this can be found in even Masonic literature, the sun orders. This has to do with Luciferianism, and we probably can get into that too. But the point was that the sun was always had two wings, a left wing and right wing. And this is exactly why we have the country today divided between left wing and right wing politics, because the sun orders, who are operating behind our establishment of government and theology and banking, etc., are actually operating from both sides of the spectrum. Both left and right wing are being financed, directed, organized by secret societies and fraternal orders, which you would never even suspect some of the people who are involved. Now, just lately, we have been hearing within the past 6 months about the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, or the International Red Cross, and its connections with the Knights Templar, Masonic order in Switzerland, with the international banks having to now pay for the gold that the Red Cross was involved in getting gold from the Jews into Switzerland. And the Swiss banks are now having to own up to the fact that, yes, they were ripping off Jewish families and taking the gold, and also banking for the Nazis their gold. And so there's a whole incredible world of intrigue going on in Switzerland. And someone needs to ask themselves, why does the Pope have a Swiss guard? And what is the symbolism of the Swiss guard at the Vatican? Why, you know, there's just an awful lot of knowledge which has been hidden. And the word occult, the word, of course, is occult. And you use that term at the beginning. The word occult simply means hidden.
That doesn't necessarily mean, doesn't mean evil.
My God, everything, yeah. All the important stuff is hidden.
Yeah, sure.
And so that's what I have been trying to do for many years, is just to awaken the public psyche to the fact that so much we are looking at, we don't see. You know, many will look with their eyes, but not see. And if you're not aware of what the symbols meant in the Nazi regime or in the communist regime, if you're not aware of what those words and terms meant, and the seals and symbols and emblems that were used by the Communist Party or the Nazi Party or even the Fascist Party in Europe, if you're not aware and haven't studied such things, then you're never going to see it coming in America. You're never going to pick it up.
We recently posted on the site the congressional record, I think it was 1961, maybe 64, the Communist Party goals, their avowed policy, their manifesto. And boy, is that a scary one to read.
Oh, I know. And how many of them have we already finally got into law in this country? I think they're all in.
Most all.
Yeah, I think most all of the communist planks for the Communist Party are now what we call the American government and the way we live in America. And there's just an awful lot that I, you know, I've been trying for many years to expose to people's consciousness about symbols and emblems, and I've become well known for that one subject, but there's just an awful lot more to it. You know, we have these puzzles these computer-generated puzzles. They're fascinating to look at, but it's just a big blur. But the more you stare at one part of the puzzle and begin to really concentrate on one little speck, all of a sudden the brain will coordinate the encoded design of the computerized puzzle, and all of a sudden a picture pops out at you. Have you ever seen those kind of puzzles?
Oh, yeah. I'm not good at them, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I'm not either, but I know if I stare at them long enough, the brain finally coordinates all the hidden connections, and all of a sudden the picture pops out. Well, that's the same kind of thing I'm talking about. If you know from all of the sundry symbols and words and terms that have been used by the major movements and institutions of the world, if you know how these words are used, how these terms and symbols have been put together to tell you a story, and then after studying all of this, begin to look around you in this country, and you will see all of these major symbols that were used by the Nazis, by communists, by fascists. They're everywhere in our country, and this is why America is falling to its knees. And we are not, you know, we're no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not free and we're not brave. There's only a handful of people in this country who I would consider to be brave, and they're putting their life on the line trying to awaken the rest of the nation to the fact that we have been had. At this point, it seems to me that, for myself anyway, the most disheartening part of all of this scenario is the fact that, and this is my own personal judgment call, the fact that in this country, I feel that the only real organized movement in this country that could do something is the Christian movement. I don't think the Jewish movement in this country wants to deal with, because I've been told by rabbis they're not interested in talking about such things publicly. I can understand why. But the Christian movement in this country could possibly represent a very powerful force for good, and has enough people who will do things, do something about things. But the problem is they have been, I think the term which is used by the Illuminati, they have been neutralized, meaning they have been totally misled in so many different directions that now they are too scattered.
Well, yeah, and many would suggest they've been neutralized by their own devices.
I know.
Too many demagogues, too many egos, too many people on their own trips.
You got it.
Fragmented the whole Christian movement. But you're right, it is a very potent force sitting there if someone were to come along and galvanize
bring it together.
It. So that would probably be an occasion that we would hear that term Antichrist real fast.
Oh, yes.
What a complicated world.
Anyone who would try and bring Christians together to stand as one, as one body, like the scripture says you should, as one body, one group, one people, now you have a very powerful force. If all the Christians in this country were to put down their differences and for the first time look at the enemy. I keep thinking back to the Old Testament story of David and Goliath, when you had all of these supposedly military fighting men and they're all hunched around behind rocks, frightened to death of this giant,
mm-hmm.
And these are fighting men, these are prepared, militarily trained, with arms, and they're frightened to death. Where one young boy comes out and decides he's had enough of being frightened to death of the Goliath, and goes out and not only kills him, but takes his own sword, the Goliath's sword, and cuts his head off. I think that there is a lesson to be learned here. And that is that we, as a Christian, supposedly a large segment of our population is Christian, could do something about the mess that we are in and what we're heading for. But again, I say that the church itself has been neutralized because it has no idea in the world how these symbols and words and terms have been put together to manipulate and exploit their psyche. And I am frightened at the implications because I know what's coming.
All right. We're going to break is coming up now, and we'll come back after the top of the hour here. You're going to hear news, and for those of you online, go to sightings.com and pull the search engine link up and type in communist goals, in my search engine, and you'll see one reference. Click on that reference and read the avowed 1963 goals of communism for the United States. Just to check those out. They are hair-raising in many cases. Okay, my guest, Jordan Maxwell, come right back with another hour. Your calls are welcome next hour if you'd like to ask the master scholar about occult societies, symbols, and all the rest of it. It's an extraordinary field, and we're honored to have Jordan with us tonight. Be back in just a few minutes. See you then.
On July 28, 1865, only 3 months after the assassination of President Lincoln, the steamship SS Brother Jonathan left the port of San Francisco. Who could have known that in only 2 days' time, after encountering a vicious storm, she would be at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean along with her cargo and 90% of her passengers and crew? It was known that a part of her cargo was an Army payroll of $200,000 plus gold coins. In 1993, the wreck was discovered off the coast of California. And in 1996, a few gold coins were recovered. Some were as brilliant as the day they were struck at the mint, and it would take years of court battles to determine the ownership to the gold. Finally, these historic coins are available in very limited quantity to the public. David Hall's North American Trading is offering a free brochure to listeners telling the story of the wreck with pictures of the coins. Call today, 1-800-359-4255. Remember, there is no cost. That's 1-800-359-4255.
In America, being rich is not just for special people. If you're ready to turn your life around, stop wasting time and start making money, this free information is for you. For over 16 years, the Ken Roberts Company has produced a home study course that instructs you step by step how to identify profit opportunities while limiting potential losses in the commodities market. Here's how it works. First, you learn the no-risk approach by trading on paper. Then, when you're confident, you start using real money. This is no get-rich-quick scheme, and it's guaranteed. Take advantage of this free offer and let Ken send you a money kit. You'll receive a complete report and audio tape with no obligation. Call 1-800-GOLD-KRC. Everything you need will be sent to you free just for the asking. That number is 1-800-GOLD-KRC. 1-800-465-3572.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kurt Lewis. Hurricane Irene has now blown through southern Florida, dumping more than a foot of rain in some areas. In Miami, streets have flooded, power has gone out. In Pembroke Pines, Florida, shelters are open this evening for those whose homes are flooded.
The Red Cross has a number of shelters open through Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. We have a couple thousand residents at last count, mainly folks who have lost power and those who have some flooding in their homes.
Red Cross spokesman Chris Palladino says the Red Cross plans to keep the shelters open at least through the weekend. A new presidential commission report is out claiming that a few high-ranking U.S. officers in World War II Europe may have looted trains carrying assets of Hungarian Jews.
A White House report charges some American GIs stole art looted by the Nazis during the Second World War. Americans who captured a Nazi train on May the 16th, 1945, discovered it was crammed with the property of Hungarian Jews, including artwork, furs, and even a crate of wedding rings. Many of these valuables were auctioned off for Jewish charities, but the White House report says some American soldiers joined in looting the so-called gold train and kept the stolen artwork. Austrians and others may have also stolen some of the valuables. Tommy Long, USA Radio News, Washington.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you remember this inscription on our Statue of Liberty? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But dust, pollen, cigarette smoke, pet dander, mites, insecticides, and other chemicals make breathing freely impossible. The EPA says the air in our homes is worse than on the street. I'm David Orrick, manufacturer of the world's best machine for vacuuming carpets. Now we offer the world's best machine for cleaning the air. The Orrick Hypoallergenic Air Machine uses the same technology used by the U.S. submarine fleet. Our electronic filter never needs costly replacement. Simply lift it out and rinse clean. It's as good as new, and you're not filtering air through a dirty filter. We'll send you the Orrick Air Machine to use in your home or office for 15 days absolutely free, no obligation. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-989-4200. Treat every cell in your body to deep, clean air.
It's been a bull market for antacid on Wall Street this week. That's about all you can say, though. The Dow suffered its worst weekly loss ever in terms of points, dropping 630. Although, to put that in perspective, it is a drop of only a few percentage points. Alan Skrenka is chief strategist for the Edward Jones brokerage. He calls it a week of correction.
We know a little bit about corrections. We've had 109 this century, or about one a year. And the odds of a 10% correction developing into a full-fledged 20% bear market are only 1 in 4. So traditionally, it represents a good buying opportunity.
The Dow Industrials dipped below 10,000 briefly Friday before a late rally ended the session at just over 10,019. In response to the Dow's dip, bond prices rallied for the first time in more than a week, pulling back the interest rates that have been one source of worry for Wall Streeters. The yield on the 30-year Treasury bond fell to 6.26 from 6.32 late Thursday. USA Radio News.
This time of year, my skin doesn't just get dry. It gets itchy and irritated. And ordinary lotions just don't seem to help.
Introducing new Gold Bond Medicated Body Lotion. Unlike the leading moisturizers, only Gold Bond Lotion has a triple-action formula that replenishes your skin with three moisturizers, soothes and protects with dimethicone, and stops itch with a proven medicated itch fighter.
With Gold Bond Lotion, the dryness is gone, the itch is gone, and my skin feels refreshed.
Gold Bond Medicated Body Lotion. More than a moisturizer, it's medicated.
You'll be paying more for food and fuel soon. That's because the wholesale prices took a big hike in September. As the numbers were announced Friday, economists took a big gulp.
We saw an increase in wholesale prices, producer price index of 1.1%, which is the largest increase in 9 years.
Hugh Johnson is chief economist for First Albany Corporation. In addition to higher retail prices, he also expects the Fed to raise interest rates to hem in inflation. The parents of Columbine gunman Dylan Klebold planning a lawsuit. They say that authorities didn't tell them about the violent tendencies of the other gunman, Eric Harris. And finally, school authorities in Lodi, Ohio, say they have fired a substitute teacher for hitting a student with a dictionary. Things apparently got out of hand when students started throwing spitballs, so the teacher started throwing things back, including the dictionary. Maybe that's her style of discipline. You know, throw the book at them. Kurt Lewis with news on the USA Radio Network.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
Okay, we are back with Jordan Maxwell tonight, the world's most preeminent scholar on occult societies. That means hidden societies. If you'd like to call in and talk to Jordan this hour, you're sure welcome to 800-876-4123. And we shall carry on. Jordan, of course, has books and videos for sale. We'll tell you about how to get hold of those a little bit later on. So, Jordan, the big plan. Do you think that, and so many people are talking about the millennium as the perfect cover to spring the big trap, maybe use the ET issue to scare people, crash the stock market, on and on and on and on. I'm not sure if we really need much manipulation. The world is a damn dangerous enough place already.
I think you're right. I don't think we're really going to have much of a push. I think we already are well established, already done deal, finished. New World Order is already here. We just haven't officially put on the black boots and started really coming down on us.
They're so smart. They're someone once said they're at least 10 steps ahead of us on a good day.
Yeah. And I'm sure of that. This whole New World Order, only the older people in the audience will remember that this is precisely what Adolf Hitler was going around Europe talking about. He kept claiming that what he was going to do was going to establish a New World Order. And I'm just amazed, never cease to be amazed, that we have George Bush and the Vice President, Dan Quayle, along with all the other politicians standing in the seats of power in Washington, D.C., talking about that they are working feverishly to bring about a new world order.
You know, it's a big world, and the power centers, as they are, often escape detection, as so many things do.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story yesterday that was very interesting. The European community now is calling for its own military deterrent strength. Well, Assistant Secretary of State Strobe Talbot made immediately a response to that and warned them, don't they dare try to put together a military force which would countermand or threaten or challenge NATO. It was a real interesting situation. I mean, he made it real clear. Europe is not to have its own military force to protect itself, in his opinion. Of course, the Europeans have a different view. So it's not one new world order. There are several big bullies on top of the hill trying to push each other off, it would appear.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. It's gang war, and that's all it amounts to. Just powerful families, and of course, when you get into the theological aspect of this, which I'm fascinated with, now you're getting into old ancient families, banking families, fraternal orders that were more modeled off of the Jesuits and the banking families of Europe. And of course, with the discovery of America, it's called the New World. So that old world order of fascism and Nazism in its earliest stages during the Middle Ages, then as it finally developed on the national, on the international scale under Adolf Hitler, and today we are still now having a new world order foisted upon us. And the problem is that we as Americans really do not understand the terms. We don't understand the symbols. You know, and if you go to another country like China or something, and you're wandering around on a bicycle or on a motorcycle, and you see signs along the streets, if you don't know what those signs mean, you can be in a lot of trouble. You can run over and kill somebody if you didn't know that that was a stop sign, but you don't know how to read those signs. And as I said before, that seems to be the problem in Christian America and in America generally speaking. Americans are too ill-informed and unread on the occult sciences and on the hidden side of government to even begin to suspect what's going on. And people like myself who have spent, like I have, 40 years looking at this subject of the occult establishment in the world today, I'm not getting a whole lot of support because people don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, in a way, you put it out there. People who were able to see it saw it, and it kind of ran its course. There was a finite group of people who were able to put it together with your help, and they know it now, and they've gone on to other diversions.
Yeah.
And yet the material is more relevant today than it was 20 years ago. It's truly, it's critical to understand roots, the purpose, this tide, this tidal flow of power on the planet is not new. It's not an aberration.
Oh, not at all.
Rhonda in Spokane, listening on KSBN, would like to come on here and say something. Hello, Rhonda. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Rhonda. Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to agree with him 100%. All of my friends think I'm crazy, too, because I see things and just have not nearly 40 years behind me, but I'll point something out and they'll go, oh, no, you know, that can't be. But,
yes, I know the feeling.
That's the virus that is spelled denial.
Yeah, it really is. Well, in 1982, I just happened to be in Washington, D.C. I want to know if you know about this. I saw something that I just know I was not supposed to see. I was up there for the Peace March and occupation of the Pentagon, and I wandered off, and I ended up in an old, renovated, really beautiful train depot. And in this train depot, on the first level, was the National Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And hanging outside of it was this huge red flag. Nothing on it, just this huge red flag. Well, everything inside of me just kind of flared up. You know, I didn't like the name National Bookstore, and I didn't like this huge red flag with nothing on it. I wandered in the bookstore for a little while, and then somehow I managed to wander around the depot, and I ended up upstairs, and nobody around. Nobody anywhere around, and I remember I went through a couple of double doors, and I ended up in this auditorium. And I'm standing there, and I'm just kind of looking at this auditorium, and I turn around and look, and my word, down on the floor, I'm like in the balcony area, down on the floor, and the stage is lit. There are lights on the stage, not a soul anywhere around, praise God. There's this huge, there are two huge emblems on the floor. One of them is the American Eagle emblem with the, you know, our symbol. The other one was the pyramid with the disjointed eye.
Yes.
And those two symbols were just sitting there, huge, just sitting there looking at me. And I just went, oh, man, I don't know where I am or what this place is, but I think I need to get out of here. And I did.
Yeah, well, I know. And I understand your perplexity, but talking to friends who don't understand, and
it's best to really pull back rather quickly when you hear the door shut, Rhonda. You don't want to compromise your friendships. And
try
to inform those who really want to know. And when you hear the door go boom, just change the subject.
Yeah.
I don't talk to many people anymore at all.
Yeah, I know
you can't. You know, what? This is the same problem that we read in the scriptures as far back as Jesus' day. We're told in the scriptures that that was precisely the situation that we're told that he had to deal with. Coming into a very religious community, they were all going to temple, everyone was very holy, and nobody wanted to hear anything that he had to say, period. Nobody wanted to hear it. And consequently, the more we change, the more we stay the same. And here we are 2,000 years later on the brink of that glorious Nazi fascist New World Order in which the same old Nazis who financed Adolf Hitler, the same fascists who paid money for the SS and for all of the Nazi regalia and all of that whole fascist system came out of America. American bankers, American industry, and they're preparing to do the same thing again, and like 2,000 years ago, the holy people, the religious people, for the most part, don't want to hear it. This is what is so sad to me. I am just appalled at how obvious everything is and how obvious it's getting, and how the church itself really is not interested to hear any of this. I could give you a classic example of what I'm talking about, and here at this point I would tell everyone listening to get a pencil and paper because you will want to write down some name and address
okay.
that I will give you later.
Hold on, coming up on a break. Rhonda, right. Thank you for the contribution. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll be back with Jordan Maxwell in just a couple minutes as we continue tonight. If you'd like to call in, if you'd seen something that you can't understand, here's the man. 800-876-4123. A lot of people tell me, Jordan, they've seen on floors in homes in various locations, usually covered by rugs, the pentagram is another one. Okay, we'll pause and see you in just a couple of minutes.
Are you concerned about the Y2K problem, the spreading global financial crisis, the overvalued stock market, and an overinflated paper dollar that's not even backed by gold? If so, then call the Gold Investment Group now for your free disaster insurance gold investment kit at 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247. Respected analysts such as Alan Greenspan and Warren Buffett have now warned that the stock market is at dangerous levels and exhibiting irrational exuberance. Consequently, many of the top industry experts are now recommending a major shift from paper investments into gold and silver hard assets. Learn how to transfer 401ks and IRAs into a Y2K compliant gold or silver backed IRA. Discover our disaster insurance portfolio and which coins in it are poised to move an average 20% to 40% by next year. So call 1-800-721-3247. That's 1-800-721-3247.
We live in one of the greatest countries in the world and pride ourselves on our Constitution, which guarantees equal justice under law. Yet according to Derek C. Buck, former president of Harvard University, there is far too much law for those who can afford it and far too little for those who cannot. Plain and simple, this means justice is for sale. But there is a reasonable solution, a prepaid legal services plan. The concept is simple. Just like auto or medical insurance, this helps pay your legal fees, but you don't have to get sick or get in an accident to use it. Services are provided for $25 or less per month. Just the value of the comprehensive will alone covers your first year's membership fee. It's a smart idea. For information, call 888-302-9168. Once again, that number is 888-302-9168. Call now. If you're enjoying tonight's Jeff Rentz program, perhaps you'd like to have a recording of it for your own reference or to share with a friend, a group, or a civic leader. A premium quality cassette copy of tonight's 3-hour broadcast can be purchased for just $16.95 by calling our toll-free order number, 888-456-4340. The cost is just $16.95 plus $3 for shipping and handling. Operators are standing by to take your order. Just tell them you'd like to purchase a copy of tonight's Jeff Rentz program. That number again is 888-456-4340. These programs come to you on quality audio cassettes and are copied directly from our studio masters. If you'd like a catalog listing over 1,000 Jeff Rentz programs available on audio cassette, send $1 and your name and address to Infotapes, 262 East Taylor Street, Huntington, Indiana, 46750. That's $1 plus your name and address to Infotapes, 262 East Taylor Street, Huntington, Indiana, 46750.
All right, we're back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell tonight, and Jordan, go ahead. What do you want to give us? We have our paper and pencils ready.
Well, I was going to talk about that a little bit.
All right, let me ask you a question then.
Yes.
World War II, the cataclysm of the century, 53 million dead, give or take 4 or 5 million, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that has been really overlooked by many people is that Adolf Hitler's archenemy was not England or the United States. Of course, it was Bolshevism.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 German military fought on the Eastern Front. World War II was essentially fought on the Eastern Front, which Western history largely ignores. It was a massive conflict between Germany and the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin, of course, liquidated somewhere 30, 35 million of his own people in the Ukraine in the 30s. This was a war that knew no parallels.
Yes.
Now, had Hitler been able to successfully eradicate the Bolsheviks, I wonder what would have happened. Hitler's health was failing by the end of the war. The man probably would have died, been taken out in another one of the many coups that unfortunately didn't take him out soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what a world. We've had subsequently over 50 years of the Cold War with the Soviet Empire, which many people say may not be as big, but is every bit as virulent today. They're now deploying their second wave of new Topol missiles, mobile missiles, which can hit anywhere on the world, basically, with multiple warheads. It's a bad situation, getting worse.
Well, I know, but Jeff, you need to remember that what was actually happening when the Nazis were attacking the Soviet, what we had there after everything is said and done, the bottom line in street language was two gangs vying for power on the east side of town and the west side of town, both equally as reprehensible and murderous and bloodshedding as the other. Neither one had anything of any redeemable value in them at all.
Oh, that's a given. But what really irks me, and we've talked about Major Jordan's diaries on this program, is all during World War II, top American nuclear secrets, military secrets, and materials were being flown out of the United States. This is a fact.
Of course.
Direct over the pole into the Soviet Union. There was a hemorrhage, a sanctioned hemorrhage of top American military and political secrets and technology all during the war into the Soviet Union. This is not, we're not talking Lend-Lease here. I'm talking about espionage.
Well, I know, but my God, you know that must be going on today continually.
It is said that the communist Chinese, through their spies at Los Alamos, were able to double and triple check American experiments to see how exact the accuracy of their information was they were getting.
Well, I know. I'll tell you something else I've been thinking for a long time, is that this whole UFO subject in America and throughout the world, but especially in this country, and I know, I'm not a UFO, I don't believe in UFOs. I know for a fact they exist.
Well, that's like believing in the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, right. Do you believe there's a sun? I know for a fact that this is, and I would prefer to call the, not UFO for unidentified, but unconventional flying objects, but they do exist. But I'm wondering if the connection between the Nazis and the occult, which was profound under the Nazi regime, there was a very big importance placed on the occult connections. And a lot of the seances and a lot of the trying to connect the Nazi leadership with the extraterrestrials, with angels, with sons of God, all of this interesting kind of occult theology that was going on in the Nazi empire. I'm wondering today if this now is what we are seeing in this country with the development of all the high technology UFOs kind of thing, and this whole new movement toward occultism in religion, government, secret societies operating behind governments, because, as I said to you before, if you don't understand these symbols, you're never going to see how far into occultism we have ventured as a country. We are heavily involved in Nazi occultism in our government, in the states, state governments, county governments, emblems and symbols that you see on government buildings coming directly out of the ancient and occultism that was picked up and developed by the Nazis. And, of course, we know they were working around the clock on UFOs. So I'm just wondering if this whole UFO movement toward the occult world isn't because of these people that we let in, and I use people advisedly, these Nazis that we let into this country, came in, had the money, the technology and the know-how to put together a whole evil empire right here in your face, and we didn't even know it.
It's a fascinating thing and a frightening thing to contemplate. Let's go to Los Angeles and say hello to Kathleen, listening on the Internet tonight. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi there.
Great program.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you have heard of a Mother of Darkness ceremony that's going to be held by the New World Order / Illuminati in Egypt at the new millennium, and what they plan to gain by doing that. And
if
your trip is to counteract that, and how we can counteract that.
Okay, yes. Hold on, Kathleen. Jordan, we have a break coming up momentarily, so
Let
you get ready to answer that right after the break. My guest is Jordan Maxwell, the world's most preeminent scholar in terms of occult societies, and what he is telling us tonight merits your consideration. Again, if you can go to my website, sightings.com, pull up the search engine and type in communist goals and check out the reference that comes up. It's well worth your couple of minutes to read that. All right, we'll pause and see you on the other side.
Major purchases are being made each day in the gold market. That's right. Major investment companies such as Solomon Smith Barney are buying gold. Why? Because investment companies know the risks of a volatile stock market, the threat of Y2K in the banking industry, the falling dollar. Companies know that gold is trading near a 20-year low, but there's never been a better time to buy gold. And when it comes to buying gold, Merit Financial is a leader. Here's Merit President Peter Epstein.
Smart investors and companies are converting portions of their savings into gold every day. For over 14 years, Merit has helped folks just like you get started in the gold market, and we ship your gold right to your door. Recently, gold prices have started to increase. The potential for profit has never been better.
Call 800-366-7925 and talk to the people at Merit Financial, who've helped thousands protect their hard-earned assets with the security of gold. 800-366-7925. There's never been a better time to buy. That's 800-366-7925.
Gold has just started a very strong move in the market. Check gold prices today with a call to Merit Financial, 1-800-366-7925.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz inviting you to visit my website at www.sightings.com. There for you 24 hours a day.
Hey Jim, take a look at this IRA statement. Can you believe I actually lost money in a mutual fund?
Sorry to hear that, Dave.
What's going to happen to my retirement if the market takes a 20 or 30% correction?
Well, some experts are predicting exactly that.
I wanted to retire in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Say, you don't seem too concerned about all this.
Well, you know what, I used to be, but that was before I called Southwest Diversities and talked to their asset protection strategist. Now, they set me up with high rates of return plus no market exposure.
That's what I'm looking for.
My portfolio will allow me to retire on time and sleep at night in the meantime.
Perfect. How do I get that kind of attention to my portfolio?
Hey, all you do is just call 1-800-810-4456 and ask for a free copy of The Billionaire's Simple Secret.
Wait a sec. Let me write that down.
1-800-810-4456.
1-800-810-4456. Thanks, pal. You just saved my retirement.
Hey, what are friends for?
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the Catabolic Diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-292-2060 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-292-2060.
Think you know all there is to know about radar? You're the expert, right? And you just visited the electronics store last week. Well, I'm sure you're not too old to learn some new tricks, because there's something new out there, and it's called the phaser. The phaser will in effect jam both radar and laser guns, preventing police from measuring your speed. And it's perfectly legal in all places where normal radar detection is legal. You see, phaser reflects a portion of the signal plus an added FM signal back to the police car. This in effect gives the waiting radar unit an electronic lobotomy. Ouch, that hurts. Avoid speed traps, drive responsibly, and protect yourself from $100 tickets with the phaser. It's doubtful you'll find the phaser in any store near you, so order now by calling 1-888-875-8324. That's 1-888-875-8324. Make three easy payments of only $66.50 plus shipping and handling. Try the phaser for 90 days with full refund from Contrad Industries. Call 1-888-875-8324 now.
And we're back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell. Okay, Jordan, go right ahead with your comment to Kathleen's question.
In answer to the lady's question, a couple of months ago, a few months ago, maybe three, I think, I was invited to go to Egypt to MC a conference there in Egypt, right directly across the street from the Giza Plateau. It was like five stories up in a large meeting arrangement we had there, and right across the street from the Giza Plateau. It was nothing short of extraordinary adventure to be in Egypt and that close to the Sphinx and the pyramids, so that at night you could walk up right there to the Giza Plateau. And we were there for about a week at the conference, had quite a few speakers, and then the following week we did a tour down the Nile, and that was exciting, the Nile tour, stopping at all of the different temples, etc. And it was such an extraordinary experience for everyone that we felt we wanted to do it again. We're going to do this again in December, on my birthday, incidentally. It's on December 28th. There will be a conference in right at the Giza Plateau. And I'm going to be there. I think David Icke is signed to be there. We have many other speakers that are lined up to be there.
You're going to be there on Millennium Day too?
I hope so.
Gee.
And we're going back again because, and I'll tell you, Jeff, at night, because we were like five floors up and we were looking right down on the Giza Plateau during the conference, and at night we could go up on the roof of the place and have lunch or dinner and sit and watch the light and sound show on the pyramids. Well, of course, this time there's going to be this major, you know, huge celebration there, and we will be right across the street from it with a bird's eye view from five floors up, being able to see the entire thing. And it's an extraordinary place to begin with. But with all of that kind of excitement going on, this is going to be the place to be.
Is it possible, Jordan, that this is just what it's being billed as? Just a great big millennium bash there?
Well, that's what it is, yeah.
Not necessarily something dark.
No. Obviously, there is a tremendous implications of the occult in all of the stuff, the New World Order, the putting of the capstone on the pyramid, and all of that.
Why are they doing that?
Well, it all has to do with occultism from Freemasonry and the Masonic orders. You have to understand the symbolism of the pyramid and why the capstone is missing and why it needs to wait till the year 2000 to put it on. All of that is an interesting story. But the point I'm making here is that we're going to be there for that celebration, and I cannot impress upon you how absolutely incredible the place where we met, right across from the Giza Plateau. We were there every evening to sit and watch the shows, and during the day having the speakers, and it was an extraordinary event, and we're going to do it again. So anyone who's interested to come with me and on this tour in Egypt, and then, of course, the Nile tour afterwards, you can bring us up on the web. It's called ancientwisdom.net, ancientwisdom.net. And you will see all of the information and phone numbers and all that kind of information that you'll need to make connections. And I would suggest you call rather soon, because we want to get as many people to go with us as possible. And this is going to be for, as I said, December 28th to the 31st. And then after January.
Good luck.
From the 2nd to the 9th, we're going down the Nile. So let's see what happens.
Y2K notwithstanding. All right, I'm going to get back to Kathleen's question.
Yes.
What about the darker side of this whole celebration? Is there an underlying current of things we should be suspicious about here?
Yes, very much so, because the putting of the capstone on the pyramid is a symbol in Illuminism. There is a term used in occult Freemasonry, and that is Illuminism, the idea being that there is a body of people in the world who are holders of the light. This is why you have the Statue of Liberty holding the torch of illumination. It has to do, with that very term, illumination, or Illuminism, or Illuminati. So the symbolism that's going to be taking place on the Giza Plateau at that big celebration is going to be a Masonic celebration. It's going to be an occultic Masonic celebration, which is basically saying, taking it to street level language, it's basically saying that the world is finally wrapped up, totally sealed in the hands of the great illuminated minds of the world, and it's finally time for us to put the top of the pyramid, which is the capstone, which represents the all-seeing eye of total, absolute illumination, divine illumination, which is the sun. And so what we're seeing here in symbolism is a celebration of the world finally coming under the hands of the most despotic, illuminated minds of the world. It's a celebration when the whole world will finally wake up to find out we all are now on our knees in a new world order under which we will now be serving as servants under the great illuminated minds of occult Freemasonry. And, of course, is this a dark subject? Very dark.
Kathleen, anything else?
Why Egypt? What's the significance? Is that a stargate or a spiritual place? Or
everything in America is based on Egypt. All of our architecture and music and everything that we have in this country, all of our institutions are pretty much pervading this culture is Egypt. Egypt is everywhere, like the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., which is the Washington Monument is an Egyptian obelisk, and as we've said before, it represents the male phallic, and it connects to the oval office of the female, the oval. And so much of the, like the Pentagon, Jeff mentioned the Pentagon, the five-pointed star. All of these symbols have come out of ancient Egypt. All of the theological and concepts that are pervading our government is directly out of Egypt. So there's a lot of things about Egypt that we don't know, that the higher-ups, the illuminated minds, have always known, but they figured that this is on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. So if you're interested in going, it's ancientwisdom.net. And
what
get
a
all
trip.
The information.
Boy, I'd like to go on that. That's
That would be great if you could go, because it's going down the Nile on that Nile tour was nothing short of exciting. Cruising the Nile late at night.
Wow.
It's an extraordinary experience.
Gee, all right. Kathleen, thank you very much. We have a break coming up now.
Thank you.
And we'll pause and come right back. Our remaining segment with Jordan Maxwell tonight. A couple callers holding if you'd like to try and get in. 1-800-876-4123. And we'll be right back.
If you own an inkjet printer, get a pen and paper ready for a very important number. Most inkjet printer owners would agree that the true cost of owning an inkjet printer is the cost of replacement cartridges. For years, Fillmore inkjet kits have saved inkjet printer owners up to 90% off the cost of cartridges. Fillmore inkjet kits allow you to refill your existing inkjet cartridge for about 10 cents on the dollar. Most inkjet cartridges can be refilled at least 5 times before replacement is necessary. You can find out more about refilling your specific inkjet cartridge by calling 800-975-3100. Fillmore supports Canon, Epson, Hewlett-Packard, and Lexmark printers. Now, you don't have to be an engineer, mechanic, or computer expert to use Fillmore inkjet kits. You simply have to be able to read and follow simple step-by-step instructions. It's really that easy. To enjoy the same excellent print quality from Fillmore inkjet kits that you demand from a factory cartridge, call today, 800-975-3100, 800-975-3100. That's 800-975-3100.
In America, being rich is not just for special people. If you're ready to turn your life around, stop wasting time and start making money, this free information is for you. For over 16 years, the Ken Roberts Company has produced a home study course that instructs you step by step how to identify profit opportunities while limiting potential losses in the commodities market. Here's how it works. First, you learn the no-risk approach by trading on paper. Then, when you're confident, you start using real money. This is no get-rich-quick scheme, and it's guaranteed. Take advantage of this free offer and let Ken send you a money kit. You'll receive a complete report and audio tape with no obligation. Call 1-800-GOLD-KRC. Everything you need will be sent to you free just for the asking. That number is 1-800-GOLD-KRC. 1-800-465-3572.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
All right, let's go to our next caller, Howard in Jacksonville, listening on WJGR. Hello, Howard. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Hello, Jordan. Hello there. Jordan, I tried to ask this question to David Icke last night, but technical problems happened, and Jeff couldn't hear me. But given your years of research, I'm also glad that I have a chance to ask you my question. One of the things that David was talking last night was about symbols associated with the reptilian conspiracy, particularly the ones in London. My question is there a history and meaning of the image of the black snake with a ruby heart in its mouth? And before you respond, let me tell you the circumstances in which I saw it. A couple months ago, I was channel surfing, and I saw something on the screen that made me stop, and it was an episode of Crown and Country, a series on the PBS TV network, which is produced and hosted by Prince Edward, Queen Elizabeth I's son. And the reason why I stopped was because of the program, but also they were looking at this portrait of Queen Elizabeth I, and a very large portrait, and she's all decked out in one of her beautiful gowns in this portrait, and I think it's one of her official portraits. and on her left arm, and in, she's posing this portrait where her left arm is sort of leaning into the picture and her right arm is to the back. On her left arm is this black snake coming down her arm on a gown, and it has a ruby shaped heart in its mouth. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts about what that could mean.
All right, let me dispense with this quickly because there's another subject I wanted to get into. I believe that there is a very definite connection with this image of the snake. I mean, we've seen this in secret societies in Asia, in Africa, and in the ancient world. It's a very extraordinary subject. It would require another hour of uninterrupted time to give you the background. Suffice it to say, I think there is something definitely there. I've seen even in Israeli military uniforms with a snake crawling up the arm and an insignia on the Israeli military. I've seen it in other military regalia, the snake. So I'm sure there is something to it, and I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to get into it tonight. As I said, suffice it to say, yes, I think there is definitely something there, and the importance of that snake appearing in military and in royal regalia implies something, and it's very, very important. So we need to look at that later. We can talk about that another time.
All right.
Yes, it was almost a moment of zen because Prince Edward and there's a lady living who was a curator, I guess, is at the Hampton Palace.
Uh-huh.
They said, we don't know what that means because they're coming about the black snake, and I thought David Icke got a kick out of their remarks about that.
Well, thank you for calling, and yes, there is something to it, but we'll have to talk about it another time. But it is important, yes.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to be putting on a lot of, I've been asked and invited to display a lot of my visuals and the documents on how these symbols and how they're put together and the, all that kind of occult information on the secret societies and operating throughout the world, especially in America, and the symbols and, that they use. And I'm going to be doing that for a website called freeworldalliance.com. You probably have heard of it, Jeff.
Sure. That's Anthony Heather's.
They've invited me to put my materials on that website. So I'm going to be doing that. Again, it's freeworldalliance.com.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Glady is in Portland, Oregon, listening to us on Hot Talk, KOTK. Hello, Glady.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you?
Hello, Jordan. Yes, sir. I was listening to this, and I'm thinking that old Fritz Tyson and Hjalmar Skocht and Warburg and Herman Brothers Brown, and particularly Prescott Bush, should be really quite ecstatic right about now.
Yeah, they ought to be jumping around and partying. Yeah, all of those guys are all part of the same ilk. They're all part of the same banking family that financed the Nazis, and they financed communists, and they financed the fascists. They put money into anything that destroys and mutilates and controls.
Yeah, they
and
sure
George
do.
Bush is one of the biggest ones in this country, but he's not the only one. He's just one of them. There are many, many in this country who are financing, organizing, and directing some of the most filthiest, obscene monstrosities the world's ever known. And that's, again, I say, this is one of the heartbreaks that I have, is that so many people in the Christian religion, especially in this country, are totally unaware of how this stuff works.
Well, so, that's true. And, you know, the heroin mafia in Mexico and the Zapata oil and all of that. It's an ugly, ugly story. Listen, I have two questions real quick. Number one is, it seems that, like, all roads lead to Mount Segura.
Yeah.
And the priory Zion.
Yeah.
Right. What I'd like to know is, first of all, maybe you could just give a brief overview of Otto Rahn, SS Lieutenant Otto Rahn, and the war against the Grail and Lucifer's court in Europe in that particular era.
Yes.
And then number two, and then I'll sign off and listen. Number two is, what connection, secret societies being, what connection does Colonel Michael Aquino and the Temple of Set have to do because of Aquino's abiding passion for Wevelsburg and the Nazi Grail and the Round Table and the Order of the Holy Lamb.
Okay. Pretty heavy questions. All right.
Let me just say a quick comment about that. This is another subject which would take about 4 good hours to discuss the Nazi love and admiration and fascination with the occult. Otto Rahn was quite a piece of work himself. He was very heavily involved in occult religions of the old Nordic occult theologies, and so was Hitler and the Thule Society, and all of that whole story is there's at least 30 books I have, reference books on just that one subject of all the top Nazis, who they were and how they were connected to the secret societies operating behind the Nazi movement. And so that's a very big subject for another time. But suffice it again to say, yes, there's a very big story there. It's very legitimate. And it's about time we understand that the same kind of thinking is going on right now in this country.
Well,
the subject of Lucifer.
Right. Well, in the issue of Luciferianism, mm-hmm. and Satanism in America,
yes.
Again, the question I have is, does the Temple of Set and Colonel Aquino play an important part in
that? I think that there's a world of knowledge about all of that already out there in the bookstores. Yes, there is. I'm painfully well aware of all of that story of Aquino and the Temple of Set and all of the other things, but it's really too big of a subject for us to go into in the last couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice it to say, yes, that's another story that we'll have to do for another time, the Temple of Set and how it is, how it has influenced political ideologies in this country. Again, we go back to that thing about Lucifer I wanted to get to, yes.
Right, and Project Monarch.
Yeah, all of that.
I think a lot
of people are aware of a lot of that material.
Jordan, you're a great man, and your knowledge is vast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gladdy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, very quickly to Dennis in Portland, Oregon. Also, Dennis, come on board with your question.
Yes, another interesting topic. This book fell out of the bookshelf here a few weeks ago called The Biggest Secret, which I'd read, and coming from a Christian background, was rather interesting, and I have seen these kind of conspiratorial things, and you can actually see a lot of validity to a lot of these things this guy expounds, but he has kind of a scathing dispatch of Christianity, I thought, in that book.
Yeah.
And I just wondered what your impression of that was, and I'll hang up and let you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dennis.
I have because my whole family were Christian, and I have the highest respect and admiration for Christianity as such. But that's one of the big heartbreaks that I have, is that so much of the so-called church today is totally unaware and unprepared to deal with this kind of subject, and that's just totally unfortunate for the whole country, because there's so much they don't know and are not opening to hear about. They don't want to hear it, because people are very comfortable with their own particular religious belief and their own particular little church, and they don't realize that God is too big for your little church. God is too big for any one particular little church. You need to open your mind and understand that the enemy, the scripture says, the sons of this system are wiser in a fleshly way than are the sons of light. Meaning that the people who are running this world are far, far more clever than you have ever even dreamed possible. So unless and until you have someone who knows their game and knows how it's played and listen to them and start showing respect for people who do know and start listening to them, this country is going to continue to go under more and more each day, because we're not understanding what the name of the tune is and how it works. I would say also at this point that if you want to call me, because we only have a moment or two left, if you'd like to call me at any time, my number in Los Angeles, and I would be delighted to talk with anyone, 818-757-0814, and my extension is 801.
call me anytime, and I'll call you back if I'm not here. It's 818-757-0814, extension 801.
Jordan, thank you. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and appreciate you sharing your incredible knowledge, and we'll do it again soon.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, again, I would say freeworldalliance.com. You'll see my material.
All right, we'll look for it there, and ancientwisdom.net for information about that turn of the millennium conference in Egypt. Good night, Jordan.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, Jordan Maxwell, and that's our program tonight. Glad you were here. Have a great weekend. Take good care of yourselves, and I'll be back with another program Sunday night, and then right on through next week as we continue 6 nights a week, 3 hours a night. Don't forget our website, sightings.com. Over 5,000 stories and articles there for you. Have a great weekend. See you soon.